Hey everybody, thanks for listening. We just want to thank our patrons. Steve Ariza.
Zavarek.
Oi, Harkin.
Steven Vess.
Yaddle.
Chados.
Michael Davis.
James Burns.
Michael Drescher.
The amazing
Amanda Denon.
And Will. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnerdrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you. Boom, we're recording.
Boom, we're recording.
Boom, we're recording. Hey, boom, everybody.
Recording. It's just a boom, we're recording. That's our
thing.
I had nothing clever to come back
say
with that.
It now.
I did. He did say it. Boom, we're recording.
Yeah.
Now everyone said it twice, but boom, we're recording.
There we go. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Today, we are playing Red Markets.
Boom, actual play.
The name of the session is TBD until these guys get a job. So why don't we start with introducing your character, starting to my right.
All right, I'm Chris. I'm Chris. And I'm playing Chester A. Arthur. Let's see, his weak spot is he talks too much. His soft spot is karma is his known reward, and his tough spot is he's a roach. And his dependents are Sally, his 3-year-old daughter, Emmanuel, his infant son, and Bernardris, his talented and beautiful blonde, busty Asian wife.
And Sally, as we learned, is a gardening savant.
Yes.
All right. Boom, I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Unix. His weak spot is Caesar that away, run the other way. His soft spot is personal autonomy or bust, and his tough spot is that he is a latent. And he is a refugee from the U.
Yep. Well, not really a refugee. More of a expatriate. Because you fled.
Yeah.
As
they refugees,
they stopped
you out.
They kicked you out.
As refugees tend to do.
All right, and last and least.
Boom, I'm James. I'm playing.
I was here for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like he is here.
Yeah. I'm playing Watchdog. He's part of the missionary's crew. He's the watchdog of the group, actually. He scouts ahead, he keeps an eye on things, protects his guys, does his job. He's a bit overprotective, but, you know, it's okay. He sees the good in everyone, and he's part of the Lost.
All right, and Meyer cannot make it, and as always, Ed will be playing Sir Not Appearing in this game.
God damn it. I need a doctor, Ed.
Okay, do you want to do healing or do you want to do vignettes first? Why don't we do healing?
Ryan wants to do healing.
All right, so how many hit locations do you have damage, Ryan?
Just one.
Okay, is it stun or kill?
A mix.
Okay, so for 2 bounty, you can pay a doctor to change all to heal you, which changes all your kill to stun.
Okay, I'm going to have to dip into my savings for that.
Okay.
But I will do that because I enjoy being alive.
Yes.
Do I have to make a self-control check?
Is that what you've already put towards your job? To your retirement?
Yes.
Then yes, make a self-control check.
All right.
We like being alive. We like being alive. Don't we like, we like, we like, we like being alive.
God damn it.
Was that the bus of children?
One under 7.
Take 1 stress.
Or almost died.
Yeah. It's alright, that's gonna come off when I do my vignette anyway.
So all your killing changes to stun, and then for free you can heal all the stun in 1 location.
Alright, so I just heal up my chest.
And you're okay, James?
Yeah.
Physically?
Physically, I'm okay. Mentally.
Yeah.
I'm not doing so hot.
Alright, so we're picking up in the Enclave of Bounty, which is where you guys live, and where you operate out of. So we'll do our vignettes. We are going to start today. It is an odd-numbered day, which means it's voting day.
Yay!
As we decided, bounty is a direct democracy.
Come on. What game am I playing? It's got to be election day.
No.
It's going to bed.
It's not election day.
Yeah.
It's voting day.
Right.
You don't have elected representatives because it's a direct democracy.
Oh, we're voting on propositions. Great.
Yeah.
Special district elections. I got you.
But because there's only 100 of you, there are no elected representatives... And a third of you are non-people for as far as voting goes. So voting takes place in the main hall, which is the cafeteria slash main gathering place. The main communal space every odd numbered day. So why don't we do? Why don't we do Chris and James's vignettes kind of together at the same time? So I figured what the rule would be is that if you don't show up, you automatically abstain from every vote. If something is close, they will go and ask the fencemen, because there's always guards outside, and they can't take them off. So if the vote is 20 to 70, doesn't really matter. But if it's a really close vote, they will go and ask the poll men.
To be ballots.
Exactly.
And what's the ruling on Sally? Does a 3-year-old have a vote?
No. The age... What's the voting age in Bounty?
4.
Damn.
I would say 18 is normal. Or do they go younger? Like maybe
they probably go a little younger, I would think.
Like 15 or 16?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking around there myself.
Okay, so 16. So there's probably a voting population of... So 70 people are eligible to vote. So let's say there's like 20 kids. So there's 50... There's 50 people who can vote in Bounty.
So 26 votes to win.
Right. Simple majority. So a lot of people, depending on how they stand on an issue, how important it is, will campaign around and, you know, try to influence people. So let me ask you two. Each of you pick one thing that's on the docket today that your character is interested in. Now remember, any decision, do we want to get more water? Do we want to divert more power to this thing? How much should we pay this taker group? Any decision that affects the enclave has to be voted on.
I'm thinking solar panels, the wind panels. The turbines.
The windmill.
The windmill?
The windmill, yeah.
Okay. Joseph is coming forward. He has a proposition. You know, anyone can add anything to the docket.
Yeah.
You guys, I guess everyone would get an email. They wouldn't print it out. So that would be a waste. So everyone gets an email, you know, the night before. This is the docket. This is what's going to be voted on. And one of the items is... Windmill proposition. And the person who put it there is Joseph. So they say, who put it there? And just a simple description. So there's like a paragraph. And you guys know he wants to get permission to start building one of these windmills. So what else is on the docket, Chris?
I think that on behalf of Sally... Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask that we grow some watermelons.
Okay.
We have to buy the watermelon seeds.
Okay. So, and not only do you have to buy watermelon seeds, but all the crop space has already been allocated. So you have to remove something else to grow watermelons.
Okay.
Okay. So we got watermelons. We got...
We want to get rid of string beans. Fuck string beans.
Okay. You want to replace the string beans with watermelon.
Yeah.
And James, Joseph is bringing forward a proposition to build the windmills. I am also going to say, Chris, you see that one of your neighbors has put the item on the docket, a petition to officially censure you and Bernard Stris for your immoral behavior.
Well,
your immoral nighttime activities.
We're married, so...
It's not for procreation. That's sinful.
I don't know that. We're trying to procreate.
You do it a lot.
Yeah?
Well, that'll be your defense. That's why it has to be put to a vote.
Okay.
But one of your neighbors has gotten tired of your shenanigans.
Well, fuck that guy.
Well, he hasn't gotten tired. He's been fed up with it. It's just finally now he can do something about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... do you guys want to do some campaigning to see how well these propositions go over? So, Chris...
I feel like maybe I should be caring more about that.
Well, I will say you have time to campaign for one issue.
All right, it's not going to be the watermelon. Sorry.
You could enlist help from your friends, because while... well, it might be hard for Unix to campaign, but maybe he can post things on the... on the Ubik, on the forums.
On the lifelines.
Yeah. If you want to enlist the help of your friends, or you could pick one.
No, I'm just going to... I mean, the watermelon, if they don't vote for the watermelon, I'll... well, I just promised Sally I would do it. I don't need to get kicked out.
No, it wouldn't be kicking out. It would be a censor.
What would that entail?
You would be officially shunned for a period to be decided. And if the issue comes up again, you and Bernard Stris might be forced to live in separate court. Well, you would be forced to move out, essentially. She is a mother with children.
They won't kick her out.
No. You would have to go live in the general population of men, which is basically just an open floor with cots.
Mm-hmm. No privacy to, you know, take care of yourself.
Mm.
Some people even
Chester A. Arthur is a fornicator. It is indecent behavior.
Exactly.
Okay.
So those are your options. James, what do you want to campaign for?
Yeah, we went so... it's like I got to help push this forward, so I think I would just stick with the windmills then.
Because, okay.
Like, we went and got those plans. We got paid
and
for
it. And you have an idea that if it does go forward, he would probably hire you guys to...
Yeah,
that's our job line, so we want that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about you not being able to bone your wife whenever you want, but us having steady income is a little more important.
But Bernard Stris is so beautiful and talented.
Yep. I mean, after this
year,
you might be able to talk to the midwife who will help you determine when she is most fertile.
Yeah.
And those are the nights that you can try to procreate.
You can try to procreate every night.
No. Most times it's just wasteful.
It's not wasteful. Mm-hmm. One of these times a baby will come.
All right, so you guys can both make, I will say, persuasion rolls, or however you want to try to influence people. You have to make a roll to influence people. Persuasion would be the most obvious.
All right, I'm going to persuade them.
And if you don't have it, you have to roll it at your base.
Well, you could come up with something, if you can come up with something else.
13 over 6.
Okay. Ryan, if you wanted to use... it wouldn't really be research.
No.
It would definitely be... if you could come up with something, leadership would work, too.
I have deception and intimidation. So I can write a great scare piece about why we need windmills.
You could.
All right, I'll go with intimidation.
How much... Are you lying, or are you just trying to intimidate everyone?
I'm gonna go with all of the factors of why we need a clean, renewable source of energy, because otherwise horrible things are gonna happen.
Another clean... Because you have solar panels.
That's right. That's
but
what we do.
You're in the deserts.
Right.
They get dusty, they get dirty all the time. If the clouds come in, they don't work at night. So, yeah. So, okay, you can do intimidation.
Any storms or something?
God, fuck. Ty's going to the market.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not a...
22?
No, it was...
Okay.
10 over...
I was going to say, it won't negatively affect things unless it was a critical failure.
No.
And James...
You roll a 10, said it die.
What? Well, it two twos.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So you're campaigning for the windmills?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was using persuasion. I'm like, I have nothing else, so I was just going to use persuasion, just praying that I got a crit. Which.
Well, wait. Do you have any points in persuasion?
I do not.
Okay.
So then you don't.
You roll a base. So what's your charm?
One.
Okay, so you failed.
Okay.
So you have to roll at or under your potential.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You could roll persuasion, or if you could come up with something else.
I thought I could just... No, actually, I just wasted a crit.
Yeah.
Well, wait, he didn't understand. What other thing did you roll with that roll?
No, you have to re-roll.
Yeah.
But you could try something else. What do you want to...
Hmm.
You know you're not going to be able to talk people into it. So you could make some kind of display. You could try to scare people. You could...
Can I do, like, maybe foresight and give people, like, a...
Yeah, like I'll take foresight. Like, if we don't do that, you know, look at all these things. Yeah, like, yeah, you can do foresight. All
right. That'd be a lot better. 11 over 4.
Okay. Yeah. You talk to people about how important the windmills can be, and it seems like they're listening. So it comes in the... So then noon is when voting time starts. So Joseph is the first one up. He makes his presentation. And his measure passes. He gets a very overwhelming majority. There's 50 people. So he gets 44 positive votes. Which is
and these were like silent windmills, right? That was the big stick.
Yeah, that was the
them.
Thing. Yeah, they because were, regular windmills can make noise.
They're like, beep, beep, beep.
Yeah. So this is a silent. So he explains it's a silent windmill. You know, it'll generate. You know, if we were to use our rooftop space to with the windmills instead of solar panels, we would generate more power. You know, we can build them outside the fence because they're high up, so the casualties can't interfere with them. You know, and you see that we can generate much more power.
And we can share more power, get more water. It's a way to...
Exactly. Also, they'll work at night. We just need wind. They'll work during a storm. So he outlines it and people go for it. So...
There's birds flying to them and we can eat those birds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next measure is replacing the string beans with watermelons. Yeah. It's brought forward by Chester A. Arthur on behalf of Sally, a minor. So, Chris, odds or evens?
Odds. Yes.
Okay. It's close. Mm-hmm. It's like 27, because most people realize that watermelons aren't as useful. They require a lot more resources to grow. But other people start thinking... Oh man, imagine we have watermelon.
And other people are on my side. Fuck string beans.
Yeah.
The people are also kind of sick of string beans. Like, you know, it's the common thing that they all have, other than corn, but you can't not take away corn because you need alcohol. You need it for the grain and the alcohol. And
well, you're not making alcohol.
Well, medical alcohol.
Oh, yes, that's true. Well, no, that's being. You might be selling some of. Well, you guys aren't growing a lot of crops, as we established.
Yeah.
The crops you grow supplement the food that you get from. Somewhere we have not yet decided. But you guys import your food. You also import your water.
Mm-hmm.
So you're very dependent on other enclaves. Chris, your neighbor.
Yeah.
What's your neighbor's name?
Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald and what was his wife? Another crusty name.
Geraldine.
Geraldine.
How about Jerry and Maud?
Maud.
I did like Gerald and Geraldine.
No, we're not doing that.
Right. Oh.
So Jerry and Maud come forward, and they say...
Jerry with a G, though.
Yes. Jerry with a G and Maud come forward, and they explain to everyone how Mr. Arthur and his wife are fornicators. Every night we have to listen through the wall... to their sinful exploits. I can only imagine what it's doing to their children. And we demand that they be censured and the midwife step in. So you successfully campaigned for yourself.
Right.
So most people... Is Bernard Stris with you?
Yeah, everyone is.
And the kids, too?
Yeah, Sally was very invested in the watermelon boat.
Right, right.
Such a wonderful father, supports his daughter's interests.
they vote on your behalf. It's close. Again, it's like 30 to 20, because there are many hardliners who feel that... Well,
could I have campaigned with the Bible and pointed all of the places where it says, you know, married, you can do what you want? The Bible.
You can. Well, you passed.
Yeah.
So,
I want one hardliner on my side, damn it.
Well, you have one or two.
I don't think that's written in the Book of Mormon about fornication.
The Book of Mormon, huh?
Yeah.
But don't they... Isn't it an addendum to the regular... To the other...
Pretty Bible? Much. It's...
Yeah.
I think it is.
Latter-day Saints, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in addition to...
But that supersedes some other things.
You get out the LDS Bible and you're just like, I have to find precedent so I can fuck my wife, goddammit.
Come on, let me look at these golden plates.
More people is better.
Well, as long as you can support them.
Yeah.
Because once they stop breastfeeding, they start regular eating.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're getting watermelons.
They're nutritious.
No.
Way better than string beans.
I'm pretty sure that's like demonstrably false. But,
probably. I don't know anything about string beans apart from they taste like asshole.
They're fine. I like string beans.
No, I like fresh string beans.
It really depends on how you cook them.
It depends on how you cook them and where you get them. If you get fresh string beans, you're pretty good. But if you get them out of the can, they're just garbage.
Yeah, can string beans. Okay, so your vote's passed. There's a few other minor things on the docket, which don't take too long. The whole process takes about an hour.
I mean, as much as I love string beans, if I was there, I definitely would have voted for the watermelons. I fucking love watermelon. I'm not going to lie.
So you guys can heal. That was some normalcy for you. So you can
just
heal.
One column
per dependence.
Right. I need more dependence. This sucks.
I made sure to spend exactly.
So, Ryan. Last time. I'm sorry, Unix. You are in Gamora. You do not get to vote. They still email everyone the dockets, so you can see everything that's on it. But you do not get to participate.
But if there's anything you ever wanted to put on the docket, you could always ask me or anybody else in the group. Well, you could ask me. I don't know about anybody else in the group, but you could definitely ask me if there's something that you needed or wanted to or think that should be brought up. And I would definitely help campaign for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So one of the things that we said is... Oh, so my Docs app decided can't open Docs. That kind of defeats the purpose of the entire app. Ruth is the leader of the latents in Gamora, the tent where you all live. So how does she feel about being excluded from voting day?
I feel like she's organizing a protest.
Okay. She's organizing a protest in the tent, though, because you're not allowed to leave. So maybe there's a little fenced area outside. So she's organizing some of the latents into a protest. You don't have materials for signs. So I guess I'll play Ruth now. She comes up to you. Unix, are you going to join us outside?
I suppose so. What are we hoping to accomplish here?
That they'll start treating us like people instead of slaves.
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing. I just don't understand. Like we're over here, and we can't exactly bring our issues to them to the docket. Maybe. We could do, like a work stoppage or something, instead of a protest. I feel like...
A work stoppage?
That might be a little more productive.
That's a good idea. Refuse to do work. Okay. Yeah. You think you could talk people into that?
I mean, yeah.
The only problem is, if we stop working, they stop feeding us.
Well, I didn't say it was a perfect plan, but...
Wait a minute. What if, for the next week or two, we start having our rations and setting some aside? So that way, when we do the stoppage, we'll have food. And we can hold out.
That's a good idea. I don't know if I can talk people into that, but I'm sure that I'll... I can sure try.
Yes, please.
All right.
Thank you, Brother Unix.
I'm going to go around lying to everyone.
Okay.
Saying that this is a good idea. We should totally do it.
Make a deception roll.
God damn it.
Do you want to spend some will?
Yeah, why not? I want to create trouble.
Swap your dice?
I did. All right, so that's 10 over 3.
10 over 3. Okay. So what are you telling everyone?
I'm telling them the plan. and I'm grossly overestimating its chances for success.
Okay.
And, you know, saying that the people of Bounty depend on the labor of the latents, and that they will cave immediately. And I'm giving them the whole Mario Savio, you know, you have to lay your bodies on the wheels and the gears and the levers and
throw yourself upon the wheels of capitalism and gum up the works.
You have to make the machine stop.
Okay. So people believe you. They still go out for the protests. But, you know, they're invigorated. They know the protest itself isn't going to do anything, but they just want people to see them. But you managed to convince enough people to start stockpiling food that everyone else kind of falls in line. Because they realize that this is going to happen, and if everyone else stops working, then I'm not going to eat either, so I should start saving food too. Okay. So you could heal one column.
That'll be fun.
I think we know what Ryan's next vignette is.
Yeah.
Alright. So if you have any more threat damage that you want to heal, it's one bounty per box if you want to spend a bounty on it.
Can we do ProDev as well?
Yes. Yes, if you want
to
spend a bounty
on it. I have to reach into my retirement for that as well.
Character thing.
To buy a skill at one, it's one.
To buy it at one, yes. It costs the level of the skill in bounty.
Yeah, it's one per pill, one per point for the new skill.
Yeah.
So,
but if you want to go up to two, it costs you two.
I'm going to make my self-control check again. I crit failed.
Alright, that's one stress.
Starting things out real great here, guys.
Yep. Anyone else going to do any character advancements?
And I'm gonna buy my chute up to one.
Oh, that's good.
So that I can use my gun.
Or James, I see you still have threats. You can spend, it's one bounty per box. The other thing you can do is buy some Soma, I believe. Let me double check. I was thinking of that.
Soma's a little pricey, isn't it?
I don't know, let me check.
It usually is in all the
drugs. Soma vitamins. It's three.
Three bounty?
Yep. So the way it works is you get five charges, and that's it. You don't have to pay upkeep on it. But it is addictive. And what it does is it gives you plus one self-control for the leg or the day. And it lets you heal one humanity damage and take two stun damage to the head per charge you use. It's basically like
happy pills.
Like narcotics grade antidepressants. So it will fuck you up, but you won't be sad anymore. So that's they basically because they didn't after the crash, they were, strangely enough, lots of people with depression, and they didn't have the time or resources to come up with individual plans for everyone. So just like, here, antidepressants. Super strong. That'll make you feel good.
You guys could be zombies that don't eat other people.
Exactly. They're also addictive, so if you take them, after failing a strength, so you roll strength, takers must make a self-control stress test every day they go without the addiction.
Oh, we have a bunch of shit to sell, don't we? Or did we do that?
No, we have four bounty, three laptops, one whole jewelry.
No, you sold the. You saved the jewelry.
Yeah.
Were you selling the laptops, or are you keeping them for the kids?
I think I was keeping at least one of them for the kids.
Okay, that's right. You were waiting for Chris because you wanted him to make the networking checks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did make a networking check on the jewelry.
Yeah, but
we got like a terrible price.
Yeah, we got like a terrible price, and I feel we can do better for one whole jewelry.
Should I roll for the jewelry again then?
Yeah, sure.
Networking, right? Six over five.
All right, so it goes to the natural black, so it'd be four bounty.
Okay.
With three bounty last time.
You can also, it depends if you, where you sell it to, so like the U, or what we call the campus, they're built around tech repair. So they might pay more for computers.
They might pay more for the jewelry because it's got gold.
They might. So basically that's asking around bounty.
Okay.
If you want, you could first make a networking check to see if you can... We'd have to make another networking check to see if you can find someone at
the campus.
The campus who would take it.
Why not? The worst that could happen, they'll find someone?
Yep.
To 11 over 2.
Okay. Are you looking for the computers or the jewelry?
I think I was looking for the jewelry because you guys were still on the fence about whether or not you're selling the computers. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm keeping at least one of them. If
How
you
many
get
were
a,
there?
Three.
Three. So they're with 6 bounty each as of right now.
Well, that was the last person you
yeah.
found. So yeah, so one guy's willing to pay 9 bounty for the jewelry.
I think
you can melt it down to gold.
We should probably.
Yeah, I think we should definitely take that.
Yeah.
And if you want, roll 1d10. He's only going to pay you 4 bounty for each computer, then.
First we found around
and those
town,
are...
6 each.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. No, computers, wait, no, computers...
Yeah, there's...
I'm sorry, that's actual gear.
Yeah.
That's not remarkable.
So there were 18 bounty, so 6 each.
Right, yeah. There's 6 each if Chris succeeds his... networking check.
Oh, because of the networking check?
Yeah. If you get if you do really well, don't be worth more.
Nine tied.
Okay, so no, just 6.
You okay?
You're not gonna get higher than 6.
Alright, you guys wanna give we can get rid of those two then? You're keeping one of the laptops?
I'll keep one of them.
Alright.
Okay. So
well you don't have to add it to your gear, it's just
No, it's for the
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
It's for the kids.
For these kids.
And what about the 4 bounty of, I think we found...
Miscellaneous that you
yeah.
can just add the 4 bounty.
Okay.
Alright, so you get 12 bounty from the laptops, 9 from the jewelry, and 4, so that's 25.
25 altogether.
Extra bounty.
Alright, 5 each?
Yeah, Meyer should get some, because that was from
yeah.
the same.
Alright, 5 each.
And 5
for Ed?
Even
no.
for Ed.
Oh, you're giving some to Ed too?
Well, that's.
That'll be 5 each.
5 each.
20,
25. Okay. Unless we do 6 each and just give Ed 1, because he hasn't been here to help contribute to that.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
So Meyer gets. Do we make sure Meyer gets 6?
Yep.
I just did that wrong. Yeah.
Do that.
6, if I had 7, so that's 13.
Alright, I'm back in the double digits for my savings.
Woohoo!
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And I think I'm actually going to do that, put some of it in savings.
So, it is job hunting time.
Well, it's me again.
Actually, you know what?
Oh,
I'm
going
to
okay.
drop that down to 10 and buy my chute up to 2.
Did you guys pay all the upkeep on your gear last time?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was after I paid my...
It cost you 2 to bring it up to 2.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I had 12.
Okay.
I'm dropping down to 10.
Sorry.
No. After I paid off my my breakpoint, my upkeep, and the one favor I had, I made no money last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I made 1 or 2 last time.
Yeah, I really fucked up at the end on the price of the job. It was real good at the beginning.
Yep. Okay, so you still have the movie job, which is paying 6-2. And Chris, as you're leaving voting day, Elder Mordecai, who is the spiritual leader,
yeah.
Comes up to you. Jester, can I have you a moment every time?
Listen, I'm trying to procreate with my wife.
Certainly, Mordecai. This isn't about Bernard's dress, is it?
No, this is a
because
a work
that
night.
Is for procreation.
I'm sure it is. There is a matter that has recently arisen, a somewhat urgent one, that could use the specializations of you and your team.
Oh, fantastic. We're always looking for something.
Yes, well, if you're interested, come see me in my room, or I'll be...
I'm interested. Where would you like to go right now to talk about it?
So you're going to go negotiate the job?
Well, he's going to tell me at least what it is, right?
Well, you have to make a roll for that.
Yeah, usually the clients won't tell you too much until you get into negotiations.
But they'll tell you more than I've got a job.
I need you to fix something.
Repairs?
Yes.
All right, let me bring it to the group.
Very good. Yes, well, you know where to find me.
All right.
He walks off. So he needs you to fix something.
All right. So just so we have our running job list, we've got the...
I have a running job list, too.
Yeah.
You have the movie shoot.
Movie shoot, and now we have a repair job.
Yep.
What was the equilibrium?
6-2.
6-2. And... So wouldn't that be 6-8?
Well, 6 black, 2 red.
Right.
And then it would be 8 if you get up to that at value.
Okay. And Elder Mordecai. And we don't know what his job is yet. So he says he needs repairs done.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's the best he'd give me.
Yeah.
So, all right. You're kind of a tinkerer, right? You can.
That's why I'm part of the group. I'm gonna foresight to see if I can think of anything around the enclave that might need repairing.
I will tell you for free. Nino, you're not making foresight check.
No.
No.
Just give it an Alex.
Can't think of anything.
No.
I mean, nothing's any more broken down than usual.
I'm switching my dice because these are horrible.
So you can make, if you want to find out more about Mordecai's job, I would take a networking check because it's in town. So you can talk to people or persuasion, any kind of charm skill, basically.
Well, it's persuasion on Mordecai specifically, or?
Or any, you could find someone else and try to talk.
Who knows
that might
what he
know
might
what
want.
It is.
Who, what he might find.
Right, I'll give it persuasion.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Over 4.
So you find Joseph, who is in charge of the electrical stuff, and he tells you that the line that runs to Atlantis, which is the enclave that...
sank the ocean?
No, the enclave that is at the desalination plant that gives you your water.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Boring. The line to them has broken. And if that's what he says, if that's what Mordecai needs someone to fix something, and he said it was important, it's probably that.
Yeah, that sounds to be important. I mean, that's our livelihood as well.
Like,
we need
that. We should probably do that one.
Yeah.
One of you can try to find out how much it's paying. Which would be James.
Yeah.
James,
right? Each other gets to try one thing.
Yep.
Can I use criminality and break into his office, see if he has any folders or documents saying what he's...
If you fail...
I get caught and... Fuck it.
Well, okay, if you fail, you can't break in. If you crit fail, you get caught.
Okay, that makes sense.
Crit fail.
7/5.
Okay.
Well, 10/5, my bad.
Yeah, that's even better. Yeah, he is paying 9/5.
Nice. Let's take this job.
What's with the two numbers for what he's paying?
So you start at buyer's market,
right?
Which he's just paying the black.
Mm-hmm.
Once you move up to at value, it adds the red.
Oh.
So theoretically, he is paying 9,
mm-hmm.
and you talk him up to more.
Got it.
Because he starts out with a low price and you have to talk him up. So really, I mean, because as long as you succeed one roll, you'll move up to at value. So 14 is really the base price, but you start at 9.
Got it.
So one other thing you can do, I believe...
Uh-oh.
What?
Here it is.
Okay.
The mic started to move slowly towards the edge of the
table. So one thing I forgot last time, when a client plays a spot against you,
yeah.
you can make you can roll deception to basically
hide that spot.
Yeah, like use a poker face. Like, oh no, that's not true. It doesn't affect me.
Okay.
They still move one, but they don't get the extra.
That would have been good.
Yeah, but it, they didn't have it against you either. You're down there.
Okay.
So you're going to Mordecai?
Yeah,
I think we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that seems more important, especially for the Enclave.
The money's right, and yeah, we need to drink.
Yeah. Okay. So you go to he has a little office, and you go in, and he's rearranging some papers. I thought I left these in the Mr. Arthur. Good to see you.
It's good to see you again, too.
So, have you and your team come to a decision?
Yes, we're very interested in the job. Unix thinks you don't know what you need repaired, but he's very handy. He's confident that whatever it is, he can repair it.
Well, that's very good. He and you are the reasons that I came to you for this job. I could go to Bacon Express, but Slice and Sizzle and the rest of them, I just don't know.
Let me tell you, that's the right move.
I decided there's Slice, Sizzle, Thick Cut,
Applewood Smoke,
and Grease.
And Grease.
That's a good one.
I was trying to come up with a fourth one, yeah. So sit down. He sits across from the desk. So you can make your leadership check to see who goes first and how long you're going to have.
All right, 4, 5, 6, 7 over one.
Okay, so this negotiation is 2 rounds.
Really?
It's half the natural black.
All right.
So it's going to be short, so you're going to want to go hard.
Short and sweet. And don't we have that thing from... You have
You have 2 positive rep spots, which you can use. You have the one from helping Matthias, who is the black math guy, and the one from saving the family. Last time you weren't there,
okay.
So there was you saved the family from being murdered by the
and that just pushes to
yeah it's right a one time thing
yeah I would say play that in the first I couldn't tell you but play one in the first round and then we'll see how the scam goes and if not play the other one in the second round
so do you want to go first or do you want him to go first?
Let him go first, we get last licks.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you before we start, so he's not going to undercut you at the end.
Because he asked us specifically.
But, well, he's not going to undercut you by going to someone else. In this case, the undercut will be how much he can talk the rest of the Enclave into paying you. So instead of getting rid of competition, if one of you guys wanted to do that, the role would be to influence everyone else in the Enclave that you're worth the money. So for you, it'll still come down to a leadership check at the end to basically how hard he's going to fight for you. But so he has to put it on the docket to pay you.
Got it.
So it would be, well, if you're not going to pay them 100 bounty, how about 90 bounty? So it's basically how hard he's going to fight for you to pay whatever the final price is. So that's how that's going to play out. Mechanically, it won't change. Story-wise, it's a little different. And so he says, yes, the electrical line that runs from here to Atlantis, something happened. I got a call, a rather angry call from Poseidon, who runs the Enclave, saying that he was very upset and wanted the problem rectified immediately. So I need a team who could handle that to go and do it.
Oh, yeah, we need that for water.
Well, yes, so it is of the utmost importance that this gets done. So you're just going to move one.
Okay. All right. So how do I go about using this?
So you have you work it into the conversation like any other thing. So
is there a role involved?
Well, yeah. You have to. So the way the spots work, you make whatever role you would normally make, persuasion or whatever. If you succeed, you move 2. If you fail, you still move 1 because you use the spot.
Okay.
It's the same as if you're using one of his spots against him. It's just you have these rep spots. So you have the one from helping that black math guy and the one from helping the family.
All right. Okay, so I don't really know what happened with the family, but I'm just
going to... So to recap, they came across this mother and father and their little latent daughter. They were had a horse-drawn carriage, and they said they were going to. Their daughter got bit by the fence. They got her suppressant, so now she's latent. Their enclave wouldn't let them stay, so they were going to find a place where they could live freely as latents. As they left, the DHQS helicopter came by and was going to shoot them. Mm-hmm. And so Meyer distracted the helicopter, and James got them and hid them into a house and saved them and their horse, so they were able to...
And their horse.
Yeah. He rolled really well.
They would have shot the horse?
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Something to shoot at.
All right. Yeah. Just a little bored.
Yeah, DHQS people are assholes.
Okay.
They managed to save them all. Some of their stuff got shot up, but mm-hmm. nothing important.
I'm sure if I told the situation to David, he'd be like, typical Marines.
Well, the DHQS is basically everything right
now. Yeah, I would assume, yeah, but,
imagine Homeland Security right after 9/11. That's the DHQS right now, basically. It's the Department of Homeland Quarantine and Security.
Stewardship.
Yeah.
Everything's a threat.
Basically. So they rescued the family, and the family talked you guys up on the Lifeline forums.
All right, so I'm going to tell them that story and show them maybe some of the posts about how great of a job we did. The last, just
mm-hmm.
off the cuff last time while we were off bringing... just off the, while we were bringing that wonderful new generator.
Just happen to have this printout here.
Yeah.
Forum post
okay.
about...
Make a persuasion check.
All right, it's 7/2.
Yeah, all right, so you move up 2. All right, so that's the end of round 1. One of you guys gets a scam.
Do you want to do it, or should I?
I have no social stuff, so mine would mostly be either doing something stealthy, doing something sneaky, or doing something shooty.
So you could try to find one of Mordecai's spots, you could try to affect the price... you could get rid of competition, which in this case would be like campaigning for yourselves, essentially.
I think the price is good.
I think I'm going to try and... can I use scavenging to dig through his personal stuff that may be tossed out
find
to kind of find a spot on him?
Yeah.
There you go.
8/7.
Okay, do you want a big spot, a soft spot, or a tough spot?
What would be the best one you guys think should get? You know the spots better than I...
Mechanically, there's no difference. But
mechanically, there's no difference. Story-wise, if he gives you another job in the future, his weak spot and his soft spot stay the same.
Okay.
The tough spot depends
changes
on
by the job.
So if you negotiate with him again, you would already know his weak or soft spot.
Let's go with his soft spot.
Yeah, I was thinking soft spot.
Okay. So Mordecai isn't a shepherd or a meek. He knows that the casualties outside the gates of Bounty are monsters and need to be put down. However, he doesn't like to think about that part of life. He himself has managed to get this far without ever having to kill a casualty. While he respects those who are brave enough to venture beyond the protective gates of their enclave, he doesn't want to hear the gory details. Those who spare him the tales of murder and carnage will probably be easier for him to deal with.
Okay. I told him about how you saved the little girl. Like that's
yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah,
don't tell him about all the casualties you killed.
Mm. Okay. So don't bring it up at all, or it would be.
It's up to you. He doesn't want to hear the gory details. Essentially, so you can talk about how proficient you are at keeping yourself. Like if you beat around the bush,
or I could do say right. I think I would want to do something like. There are a lot of casualties out there. Now, I know you don't want any of the details, but we are going to have to deal with them. Is that...
That's a little too forward about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd probably be better off not mentioning the casualties at all.
Yeah, like sanitize it for them. Use,
Make it seem like it's no big... Like, for you, it's not a big deal to go outside the fence. So you're not even worried. You're so not worried about that. You're not even going to bring it up.
Yeah, talk about how we keep ourselves safe more than how we.
If you want to bring, you keep yourself safe. Maybe bring up animals. You guys got attacked by koi dogs last time. That's different. But don't tell him the grisly details about things. So he starts. You wanted him to go first, and he says, "Now this." This also has to be done quickly and efficiently. The longer Atlantis goes without power, the more it costs us. So I need to make sure that you and your team can get it done expediently. He slides down.
Okay. Man, I was going to say, I want to say Quick is my middle name, but it's A. Action. You know, the A in my middle name stands for action. Everything I do is quick and efficient. Even when we're dealt certain obstacles, we quickly and efficiently get through them and to where we need to be.
Okay. I'll make persuasion roll.
Alright, that's what was my persuasion? 3, so
yeah, that's enough.
Over 1.
Alright, so you push him back 2. So that's it. So you're at 100% markup right now, which is good, but that's the lowest you're going to go. So he says, "You're right. I understand. You and your group are worth every scrap of bounty, especially with what's at stake. However, it all depends on what I can talk everyone else into approving at the next vote. I hope you understand. It's not that I don't want to pay you what you're worth. It's what I can get everyone to stomach." So you can make one last leadership check.
And that's if I get
if you
move
get,
up, and if I don't, we move back.
Down. Well, no, he moves down to you.
Right.
Or you move up to him.
So leadership this time?
Yeah.
Then? Oh, 3. 5/1.
Yeah, okay. So you put up to at expense. So this is going to be a fucking sweet job for you 3.
All right.
So you start at 14. The client agrees to add the crew's breakpoint to the price. Pass me an index card.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Here you go.
All right, so you're starting at 14. What's your breakpoint, Chris?
5. You have a calculator.
Oh, shit. it doesn't work.
I guess I could use the one on my phone.
I mean, I can, too. I just want to write the numbers down.
All right.
Chris is 5. Ryan?
3.
Jamin is?
Breakpoint, that's just your...
Your food and ration and dependent, that line.
Okay, then it's 3.
Yeah. All right. And 1 bounty per taker per leg to hazard pay. So it's a 3-leg run. So that's an extra 9. I can math. And then double the cost of the job before labor. So another 14. And then he's paying your expenses, too. So add the upkeep of all your equipment. So what's your...
Oh, the next two equipment there.
Yeah.
8.
9.
12.
And James?
6.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Hang on. 3, yeah. 6, 8, 10.
10, okay. So... Calculator.
5.
So we're going to make some bank 71. On this one.
If we do it right.
Yeah, 72. Well.
73.
Okay, so 72 divided by 3.
Are we giving our... This is going to fuck us, because we're in a tontine, so we don't get to retire until everybody makes their nut.
I mean, we could always give them rations when it gets...
Are we allowed to kick people out of the tontine?
That's what you want to kick Ed out?
Well, I guess depending on if he ever shows up to any more games.
Well, we'll see what happens a little further down the line.
We can always murder him.
He joined the missionaries, and they're like, "Oh, I can't make it this week."
His dependent is really sick, so that comes out to 24 each at the end of the job.
Shit.
Yeah. It pays to have a negotiator on your side.
Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now we just got to make sure that Mr. President over here doesn't die horribly in the loss.
So the layout for this... Oh, well, okay. I'm going to wait for Chris to get that. I'm going to pause. There we go. Okay.
Now it's recording.
I know. Boom! We're back.
Boom!
Boom!
All right. So Mordecai stands up. He shakes your hand. Oh, thank you. I'm very glad you're taking it. Now, He pulls out a map of the area.
I'm glad you thought of us first.
Yes, well.
You won't regret it.
I certainly hope not. So, he pulls out a map of the area.
He's totally
with names like Thick Cut and Grease. How could he not trust the competition?
So he pulls out the map, and you see there's a whole bunch of lines drawn on it. Mm-hmm. He says, this is all the power lines that we have running to other enclaves. And he circles a spot on the map. This is where the interruption happened on the line to Atlantis. You see, it's in the middle of the marsh that surrounds the Great Salt Lake.
Oh, good.
All the lines are underground.
Okay.
So you're going to have to dig once you get there.
Underneath a swamp.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He's not paying us enough.
The other thing is that Poseidon, the self-proclaimed king of Atlantis, mm-hmm. has insisted that we, after we repair the line, go to him and apologize properly for the interruption. This is why I specifically wanted you as part of this job.
You know, I could put a little shine on it.
Yes. So, here's the thing. He is expecting someone, a representative, to come and kowtow and bow down and grovel at his feet. And he is probably going to expect some sort of recompense for the interruption. Mm-hmm. I've already spoken to him, and he's not being charged for the time that they don't have power.
Of course.
Of course. Give him nothing else. We need him to feel like he's been appeased without giving him anything.
Ooh. It's a tall order.
Yes, but we can't afford to give him anything else.
Well, I'll be presidential about it.
Exactly. So, remember, genuflect, bow, whatever it is he wants you to do. Use big words, talk him in circles, but he needs to think that he has been compensated without being compensated.
Okay.
Very good. Any other questions?
No, I think it's best we get going immediately.
I agree. Ryan, you have like a toolkit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an electronics toolkit.
Well, that's fine. That's, yeah. So, Joseph will meet you at the gate. He has the wires and the tools that you'll need to repair the line.
I don't think I've spent a charge on this all campaign so far.
No, you did in the first game.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Yeah. So, good luck. When it's repaired, call me on... One of you has you expect, so call me, please. Let me know. And when you're on your way back from Atlantis, please, just let me know.
Will do.
Very good. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right,
shake his hand again.
You shake his hand, you walk out, you get the guys, you get your gear. Joseph is waiting for you. He has three shovels that you strap to your packs. And Ryan, he hands you...
You keep the shovels?
Maybe. And Ryan...
I'm going to give the shovels to Poseidon. Here, please, take these shovels.
And Ryan, he hands you one haul of wire.
All right.
Cable, actually. If you get stuck out there, give me a call. But I think you'll know what you're doing.
Some shovels for the inconvenience.
Well, we'll do our best, Mordecai. You know.
No, that's Joseph.
Oh, sorry, Joseph. That's the missionary way.
Good. Okay. So this mission is going to work a little differently. So what we're going to do is it's two legs to the job site, which is where you have to make the repair, and then one more leg to Atlantis.
To apologize to the
right.
asshole.
So it's a three-leg job, but it's broken up.
Apologize to the asshole.
Yes.
Again, you think of that South Park episode with the Wheel of Fortune one?
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson.
The word was naggers.
Yeah. Apologize.
All right.
What? Apologize.
So this job then is called the Lights of Atlantis. All right, so everyone burn one ration for the first leg.
No, yeah. Fuck you. I'm not going to eat.
Okay, then take damage.
Also, Ryan has to burn two, and I don't have to burn any because I'm making him carry me.
Oh, god damn it. Also, don't you have to make a roll to make sure you don't turn infected into a vector?
Nope. Oh, I've got my suit. it weighs a little more, but I don't care.
You just wrap me in a garbage bag and climb on my back?
Uh-huh. You guys could invest in a car at some point if you wanted.
Ooh, well, yeah, but then we'd have to keep it gassed. And
yeah.
We should have kept that lady's horse.
Well, they used
it. They needed it.
Yeah.
They were being all altruistic.
We're being nice.
Saved your life.
That's what happens when you don't show up. You can't talk them into being
assholes.
Capitalists.
Yeah. Not assholes, just being paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so James, make your perception check. Awareness.
Sorry. I'm scouting!
Not like one horse would have been good for four of us or five of us.
Ten over one.
Ten over one.
We don't have the specs.
Yep.
Meyer in here.
Can we steal them?
No.
Damn it.
Wait, well, I thought we were good with the laptop.
Well, like I can call.
Oh, but not to.
But yeah, we don't have the specs.
How
without.
How much do they cost?
Ubik specs are 4 bounty, I think.
I'll buy a pair of them.
You gotta make a networking check to find them.
Okay, I'll make a networking check.
And then you're gonna have to pay upkeep on them.
That's gonna be two more.
Yeah, that goes into your
what? Into equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's already 8. Well, could I buy them for James?
If you wanted to, or yeah.
What
if James wants to add it to his upkeep.
That would add to my.
You
that would add
two
to my upkeep?
Yeah, it would add 2 to your equipment cost.
You're the one who uses them every time, right?
Yeah, pretty much, so yeah.
I'll kick in a bounty from my. Actually, no, I don't want to, because I just.
You can make James pay for them. You would just be finding the guy who's selling them, basically.
Well, I just offered to pay for them.
You could do that too. It's going to be 4 bounty.
I mean, unless.
Plus 1 for each upgrade you want to get.
No, he's getting the base model.
Okay. Or he can throw in for upgrades.
Yeah,
I think I'll throw in for the upgrades.
Well, make a networking check first. We'll see if we can find someone who's helping.
No, wait. It's a tie, I think. Networking is 2. No, I didn't set it over 9.
No one is under nine. You're basically leaving and you're like, oh shit, anyone have Ubik specs they can sell us? And no one does.
Alright, well. Oops.
Nah, it's alright.
Alright, so you're scouting ahead, but you're not gonna be able to tell us what you find.
You could just not scout ahead, you could just walk with them.
I'll scout ahead.
A little ahead, like less ahead than usual.
Yeah, I guess I'll scout.
Do we have any like signaling methods or
whatever came up with anything, because I can't do flares or smoke alarms. Or we could even probably do bird calls, but
yeah, but
I mean,
then
we'd still noise
casualties.
I want semaphores. Am I using the right word? The flags?
The flags
are semaphores, yeah.
But everyone else can see them too.
Not everybody else knows what they mean.
That's true.
And I mean, most of the time, I think we're just trying to keep casualties away.
So do you have semaphore flags then?
I think we've got semaphore flags.
Well, then we just got.
But then he still has to be within eyesight.
He has to stay in visual range.
Sure, he's not that much farther ahead of you.
Unless I go somewhere far ahead and then I tie something on like a top of a tree or a branch or something, then you guys see it as you come by, saying like, "Oh, red is danger, blue is you know people." Like,
can you?
Or
can
if
you
see something, he turns back around until he sees us and then starts frantically waving the flags.
Can you? Well, how about this? If you want to scout ahead. If you get into, like, serious trouble, do a bird call. And that'll attract casualties and make it even worse.
Yeah.
Or just scream real loud. Okay.
Fire your gun randomly.
So you succeeded your check.
Yeah.
All right. So, you're still walking through the city part.
Are there, like, walkie-talkies or something that we can get? Like, maybe not you, but, like, dude, like, something like...
Yeah, you can buy walkie-talkies. You'd have to pay upkeep on them.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But like something like...
They're not officially under tech, but I would say you can have walkie-talkies.
Like, maybe not something, like, that we can actually talk through, like, with headset. I'm, like, saying something, like, I can click the button, and then it'll send, like, a Morse code to them, so they
it'll
can...
be a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
would say that would be a one bounty upkeep.
Okay.
But you have to find... You don't have them now.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, as for future...
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So, you succeeded... Alright, So, in this area, across the expanse of an enormous empty parking lot, you spy a strange obelisk standing four stories tall, erected in the parking lots of a corporate office park, and it's connected to three drab office buildings. And as you can see that the ground has spray painted on it obvious range markers, and you realize this is a sniper nest.
Jesus.
It's supported by wires that are bolted into the concrete of the buildings around it. And there's some kind of tiny hut made of plywood that's perched on the top. You can see rope bridges lead between the hut and the roofs of the other three buildings. And it seems to be built out of filing cabinets.
Let's use our semaphore flags to get his attention.
Oh, this one. Yeah. Alright, so I'm going to make my way a little back so I can keep the obelisk in view. And
it's hard to miss.
Yeah. I'm just going to lean back a bit, wait for the guys to catch up, and then tell them to get into, like, just, like, wave them into, like, the tree line.
Mm-hmm. Well, just, like, behind a building. You're in a city area.
Yeah. Like, well, get it to get behind, like, close up to the walls, yeah, and then come close.
You don't see anyone in it.
Yeah,
you just see this tower.
It's a thing about nests.
That's kind of the point. We don't see anyone.
I had a friend from Chicago tell me about this once. it's a trap. The only way to get up to the top is to step on the right series of filing drawers. But if you step on the wrong one, it'll fly out and there'll probably be like a grenade or something rigged to blow. Oh, that's good. Well, I have no wish to climb this. I just don't want to be shot from it.
Yeah, seems like a good thing to avoid.
Is it abandoned? But do you see anybody there? I didn't see anybody in it, but
you have binoculars.
Oh yeah, I do have binoculars. I'm gonna.
I too.
I have binoculars that have digital zoom and night vision.
Yeah, so make another awareness check.
10/1.
Okay. You don't see anyone in there. So the hut has like half walls so that you could have cover if you're shooting.
Is that awareness you said?
Yeah.
Oh, so this adds +2 to awareness, so it's 12/1.
Yeah, so you see the corpses of casualties dotting the parking lot for very precise headshots. You don't see anyone in the tower, but you can't see through the wall. So if there's someone in there, they're lower than the wall. But there's no one with a rifle pointing down at you.
And I only see casualties. I don't see, like, normal people, like, on the ground, right?
Not around here. There's bodies near the base of the tower. You can't tell. You're too far. Well, you have the,
digital zoom.
Yeah, you do see a few non-casualties lying dead at the base of the tower.
Yeah, but those look like people that tried to get in, so. Or people that fell. I mean,
they're like right at the base.
Does it look like they were shot, or does it look like?
It's hard to tell.
Okay, that's something you'd have to go over and be like, "Yeah, he got shot in the face."
Things, yeah.
Pop thems.
Yes.
I will not embrace that contraption. He's dig thems.
So that's what you say.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anyone's home. But there's no guarantee that there's not somebody on one of the sides. Just like, you know, there's a bunch of rope bridges attached to it.
Well, you can see there's no one on the rope bridges. You don't see anyone.
So, I can either make our way around and keep it cautious and quiet, explore the area, which I don't feel is safe.
Yeah, my vote is still avoid the thing altogether.
Yeah. I mean, we're making enough money on this job. I don't feel like we need to go poking around for extra bounty, but can I burn a charge on my laptop and get on the lifelines and see if anybody is alive in and around this area?
How are you going to do that on the lifelines? Like, I was going to ask.
I'm gonna, you know, like, give our location. Anybody know of an enclave or a lone gunman?
Okay.
Built himself a filing cabinet.
I think that would be networking. Or do you want to do research? Research?
I'm trying to research.
Okay.
Double eight, so crit success.
Crit success. You get a message back pretty quickly. Oh, that sounds like, there used to be a guy out there. I think he's a Lala. Haven't heard from him in a while, though.
A Lala?
Last asshole left alive.
There are solo people who go out and solo the loss.
Alright.
He's, I don't think anyone's heard from him in like a month.
Well, someone on the lifeline says they think this might be a lone gunman. Hasn't been heard from in a long time, though.
So he's either kicked a bucket or moved on.
I mean, you don't just leave something like this. This is a significant investment.
Yeah. So,
Well, either he's dead or he wants people to think he is.
Yeah. So let's just keep it cautious, and I think we'll make our way around this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's leave it. Yeah.
Leave it be.
Okay. It's gonna take an extra ration to go give it enough berth to go around.
Alright.
So.
Well, yeah.
It's fine. Ryan's carrying me.
So spend a charge on your rations.
Two charges. Go around, Ryan.
All right.
It's the life.
You'll never know what was at the top.
Probably a guy with a gun trying to kill us.
A dead guy with a gun?
Maybe.
You know.
I mean, part of me really wants to explore this, but another part of me knows this is going to be really bad for us.
Well,
yeah, no, nothing about that sounds good.
You made your choice.
If we do go, before we officially move on, erase this damn charge. Before we officially move on, if this guy is dead, then we could be able to loot his whole high hide over here for whatever resources he had left when he...
Well, that could have been what killed him, that he had ran out of resources and just got stuck up there. But, I don't know, sniper rifle does sound kind of sexy. You can't put a silencer on a sniper, right?
No, on a heavy rifle.
Yeah.
Put one on there. I don't think it does much.
Mm-hmm.
Like this long.
Well, you don't know what's up there, so.
Well, like I said, I think it's from what I heard from my friend. He saw something similar. If you step on the wrong file drawer, there'll be like a booby trap, a grenade, or something that will go off. But there should be a clear path up to the top if we can find it. And also, we have to hope that the sniper's dead. So, you know, if the crazy person who builds a 4-story tall obelisk out of filing cabinets and lives at the top of it is dead, and we can figure out a way to navigate his giant booby trap, then hooray for us.
Is the reward going to be worth the risk?
Well, I will put it this way. I am not going near that thing. If you want to, then...
What about the rope bridges? You said there's rope bridges attached to it from the sides? Or
that leading to the three office buildings.
Are we able to get to it from the rope bridges? Or
With your binoculars, you can see that the doors and all the entrances to the office buildings have been barricaded from the inside with lots of furniture. So it would say you could clear it. It would probably take days to clear out the
one of the fire.
You don't have any.
I'll make some.
So
just sheer willpower.
Do you want to check the bodies around the area to see if they're?
Well, again, that is rather assuming that the sniper is dead.
I want to know what's up there.
You want to go climb it?
I'm gonna approach it slowly, hands up.
Okay. You walk up to the base of the tower. Nothing happens.
All right. They've been shot.
All right. I think the coast is clear, guys.
So as you get up close, you could see that all the filing cabinets still have the letters on them, like mm-hmm. for what letter they are.
What letters are there?
The letters of the alphabet.
Oh, all of the letters?
Yeah, the drawers still have the letters on them.
Oh, you said they had letters on them. I thought maybe we were going to spell a specific word to get across safely.
Are there any repeating letters?
Yeah, I mean, it's a four-story tower made of filing cabinets.
Okay,
there's a lot of them.
I'm gonna check the casualties and bodies.
You're gonna scavenge them?
Yeah.
All
right. See what I can find. I have one in scavenge, I think. Yeah. No.
Okay. No. Nothing.
Six under three.
Can you check the...
If I looked in my binocular,
he's scavenging the bodies.
Yeah, I'm going to rifle
through. Plus two to awareness and scavenging.
Well, it wouldn't...
It still wouldn't help.
Yeah.
Ties would go to the market.
Can he look at the bodies at the base, see how they could have died? I mean...
That would be more of an awareness thing.
Can I... I'll...
Or if you have a medicine...
Awareness... So. Can I awareness?
Yeah, you can awareness.
Let's see. Double twos. So
double twos. So there's three bodies at the bottom, and you look up. You can see, as you look at the tower, you see that three drawers are missing in the various spots. One of them looks like he had his head blown off with a shotgun, and the other two look like they fell. And you see that there are two... As you look, you see scattered across, there's two drawers, filing cabinet drawers, that looks like they fell. They're dented, like they fell with them.
Is there a shotgun poking out of one of the holes, maybe?
Up top, yeah. It's kind of hard to tell, but there's one of the drawers that's open.
Okay.
And you can see a little bit of blood there, so maybe.
What All right. are the letters of the filing cabinets that fell?
One of them is B, uh-huh. one of them is K, mm-hmm. and one of them is G.
All right. So those are
Burger King.
Yeah. I point that out. Yeah, looks like this one caught a shotgun blast to the head.
And these two just fell, huh?
So
they got
that
far, so they figured out the pattern at least up until that point. So how do we figure out the pattern up until that point?
Or they just got lucky and until they got to that point.
Yeah, that or nothing booby-trapped until that point. Can I do a foresight check to see if there's any obvious patterns, or which can I use awareness?
Okay. You have those three drawers. That's really all you can tell at this point.
So it was BKG?
Mm-hmm.
Like EKG, but with a B instead of an E.
Yeah. All right, the first level, I'm going to walk up to one of the filing cabinets. What are the options?
All the letters of the alphabet.
And so all 20...
Oh, you mean like the ground, the very ground?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of letters.
Okay.
I'm going to tentatively test a lot of the drawers at the bottom.
Don't do that!
Tentatively, like, you know...
Do you see the shotgun poking out of there?
Yeah, but that's because he was climbing and probably pulled on it. These, I'm just going
to... They all seem to be locked down here. On the very, very ground. They don't move.
Like, if one of them, like, if I'm able to open it slightly, I'm obviously not going to stand there. It's like,
well, oh, this one's open.
You found the nuke.
Yeah, the mini nuke. No. That's something that would be in Fallout. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't have fat men in this, so don't have to worry about that. Although, if you did,
that would make this game so much more interesting. Yeah. It's like, I got the fat men! They had to find a mini-nuke. Found a mini-nuke! That area, fuck that area, and everything around it.
Alright,
mini nuke is such a strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nuclear explosion.
I'm going to check the guy who made it the furthest. Does he have any, like, notes on him? Or, like, did he...
Nope.
No.
He was climbing. He wasn't taking notes.
Well, I mean, like, if he thought he figured it out, maybe he jotted down the pattern on like, his hand or a sleeve or something.
No.
All right.
So is this essentially a pattern we have to figure out, or is this we climb and we just roll luck checks the whole way up?
Both.
Oh, you suck.
Well, I'm not climbing.
It will be athletics checks to climb. So there's four stories you have to climb to get to the top. And it's going to be an athletics check for each one. And then I'm going to roll to see if it's trapped.
Alright, athletics this shit.
Alright. Spend a ration. You have to spend a ration for each level. So first roll.
Let's get on record saying this is a bad idea.
I know it's a bad idea, but I'm freaking curious. Right. You didn't set this up for nothing.
Mr. President. There's something on top of it.
What'd you get?
Eight over one.
Alright, so I'm gonna say you made the athletics check, so that's your climb. So you don't have to roll again, but you have to spend a ration for each level.
Okay.
By the way, he would do this with nothing on top.
Ooh.
Look at that asshole. Look at him.
Okay. Well, James. Yeah, that's... Okay. So you can make an athletics check. So you climb up, and you grab a drawer with an E on it. And as you're pulling yourself up, the drawer slides, and you see the glint of a gun barrel. So you can make an athletics check to, like, jump to the other side.
12 over 3.
Okay. So you guys see, as he pulls, and he, like, spins around, like in a mountain climbing movie kind of thing, and the drawer opens, and you boom, and shotgun just sprays right where he was.
Right. Jesus!
Just gonna reiterate. I think that's
spend another
really
ration for
bad
that
idea.
For jumping out of the way, and spend one more ration to climb up.
So he's on level two.
This is now level two. Okay. You climb up. Nothing happens.
I'm gonna pull out my gun just in case the shotgun blast attracted any seas.
Okay. Spend another ration. You're on number three.
Two more to go. Halfway there. That face.
This is the second pair of threes I've rolled.
Oh, man.
In three rolls. So you grab a W, and... It seems like it's heavy, and then as you're going up, a cinder block starts to fall out onto you.
Oh, God, it's upside down.
But it also seems like the whole tower of drawers is weighted to fall, so the whole thing is falling.
Oh, God.
So make an athletics check, otherwise you're falling with it.
11 over 4.
Okay, spend rations.
Yeah.
You two down on the ground make athletics checks.
Okay.
Okay.
Run!
Don't let that hit you.
Heads up!
I'm gonna flip that.
I think I am too. 7 under 10, so yeah.
That's now 6 over 3.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 7 over 3.
You both jump out of the way as this... filing cabinet filled with rocks and cinder blocks and broken concrete smashes into the ground. You're in a parking lot. It breaks the streets and sends debris flying out.
Sorry!
James, you can make a foresight check now.
This thing is not stable. 8 over 1.
Okay, you figured out the pattern, you think. It's the drawers with letters that correspond to prime numbers.
Okay. Happy primes or regular primes?
Regular primes. So you just spend another ration, and you can avoid the trap on the fourth one, maybe.
Okay, so you want to go out that why you keep jumping up on everyone?
Right, you figured it out. You found filing cube.
You gonna go out?
Yeah, definitely.
Come on. Alright, so you manage to climb over the top, and you, like, fall into it and climb it out. Oh, thank God.
Jesus.
And you look over.
Why do I do these things to myself?
And you're sitting right next to a corpse. Of whoever this guy was. He is dead.
Does he look like he was shot? Or does he look like he just keeled over and died?
Yeah. Looks like it was something killed him.
No bites?
Nope, no bites. He's not turned. He's just dead.
I'm not a medical person. He's dead!
I think just from the ground, I give him a thumbs up.
Don't flip me off. I wanted to know.
All right. You find a rifle. You see he has a rifle. He also has... Oh, okay. You're going through stuff. You find a hard drive, and written on marker on top of it, it says movies and TV.
Hey.
It's a hard drive of pre-fall media, which is worth 12 bounty.
I got some better shit you can show to the kids.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Wait, hold on. Just, you need to review this before we show it to the kids. Just this movie and TV. He could have really bad HBO movie shows on here.
He's got The Sopranos.
Really? There's no list of what it is. It just says movies and TV. But that's what you find.
Nice.
You climb back down. You don't have to. You know the pattern now, so you can climb down safely. So you have another rifle. It doesn't have any charges left, but it is functioning. It doesn't have any upgrades. Actually, it would probably have
at least a scope.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. It's a regular rifle. It does have a scope. It is silenced. It has a scope.
Okay. My rifle has a tax sling at least, so I can quick draw it.
Yep. I spent my charge on the laptop already to see. Can I plug the hard drive in and see what's on it?
Sure.
Is it anything that we can show to the kids?
Oh, my God. Season 2 of Adam McBeal.
Just roll.
All right.
With nothing. Just let's see.
It was a hard drive full of TVs and movies. TV and movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a gun?
8/7.
It's mostly adult shows. He does seem, for some reason, to have some, like, episodes of Sesame Street.
Oh,
you know what happened?
He was a brony.
No. No. No.
I was going to say...
I will wipe the drive.
No, he just did a big download of, like, HBO shows.
Oh, and he got all the Sesame Street.
He got all the Sesame Street and the other, like, HBO kids shows that they have on, like, streaming and demand. So it's just, like, it's just a dump of stuff. But, yeah, so there's some Sesame Street and other kids shows.
Sweet.
I mean, you can copy the stuff on
here. A few movies that kids could watch, too.
And you can copy the stuff onto the laptop that we kept, and we could sell this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have the stuff.
So we that's awesome. We can
sell it over and over again.
Right.
Well,
no.
Just like the plans for the
right. Once it gets out there,
it's out there.
You could sell it like twice, maybe, mm-hmm. and then people are just going to torrent it from each other. Like
torrent.
Yeah. What did I say?
Torment. Give me all your HBO shows, or I'll torture you.
You said torrent. You just said it weird.
I know.
Torrent.
Okay.
Well, that was a brave thing you did for some HBO show.
He did it for his daughter. You can say in hindsight.
You tell yourself that.
This is for my kids, and you stop showing around and make deal.
Well, not stop, just not as often. they're into it now.
Yeah, they need to see the ending. I mean,
but does she end up with John Bon Jovi?
I thought it was the new Ally McBeal that they were playing.
No, it was the original.
No, it was the original.
Oh.
And just the actress that we were helping was slated to play the remake.
The grown-up baby.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's got a ration. Moving on to Lake 2. And James, make your awareness check.
I I'm aware of how bad I'm... Oh, no, this is good. 12 over 7.
12 over 7. Okay, so you're walking down.
I thought it was 6.
You're heading into a more suburban area. And you're used to seeing cars in the street that happened all the time. But you see a caravan of 4 cars in the middle of the road that look like they've seen maintenance and parts within the last few weeks. Like, they haven't just been sitting out for years.
So these might be good vehicles.
You could see that each one of them has a big red cross spray painted on the hood. And you recognize that this is a Crusader caravan. And
what do I know about Crusaders?
Crusaders are, you would know as a person who lives in the Lost. Crusaders are doctors. They're another cult, but they're a cult of doctors who are dedicated to studying the Blight. So they will offer medical treatments at enclaves, but they're really looking for test subjects. So they're looking for latents and especially immune people to get blood and others, tissue and fluid samples from. Sometimes they're nice about it. Sometimes they'll just kidnap an immune or a latent and experiment on them.
Right. Ryan, so how are you feeling? You need any medical help?
No.
Well,
I'm
you
not,
don't see any
I'm
people.
100% okay.
There's no people here. The caravan's just sitting in the middle of the road. You can make one more awareness check.
Yeah, but say, can I do awareness or foresight? Tie.
Tie?
I can use my binoculars to do a better scan around the area. So 11 over 9.
11 over 9, okay. Have you guys caught up with him?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So you see the caravan and Watchdog. You see, so there's 3 sedans and a van, like one of those big, like you'd sit 12 people in the vans. And you can see the doors to the back to the van are open in the back. And you see a Vector come lurching out from the side. And he sees you and starts running towards you guys. So, make a self-control check.
All of us or just him?
He's the only one who's noticed it, so.
Okay.
It's self-control, that is, yeah, okay, ADP. 6 over 4.
Okay, you're okay.
I just made it.
But
I did shit a little bit.
Yeah.
It just a little came out, because that fucking scared me.
Gracie, Vector's come on, bad. Get down.
Do you point this out to them?
Yeah, I yelled Vector.
Gracie, whoa.
Gracie, what are you doing? Come here, Gracie. Lunatic fringe.
I shit a little bit, and I, guys, I just point and say, guns up.
All right.
Now you two can make your self-control checks, too.
What is that?
Okay.
9 over 6.
Okay.
Sorry, 10 over 6.
4 over 5.
I keep forgetting.
4 over 5. Take 1 to stress, Chris.
1 to stress.
That's a Vector. That's bad.
Yeah.
You're not immune or latent.
That you're aware of.
You could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Alright, so what are you guys doing? It's 2 shamble away from you.
Alright, you guys get back. I'll try to jar him off.
So you're going to try to kite him?
Yeah, I'm going to try to kite him.
The Vector?
Well, if he attacks me, it'll suck, but I won't... Will Hot Blight make me go Vector?
No.
Okay, then... No. Better me than them.
How are you doing that?
I'm gonna just make myself.
What are you rolling?
Shoot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was about to say, do it. That fun.
Yeah.
Just be like, come get me.
You can do that if you want.
Yeah, I'm just gonna try to make myself the prime
target.
Were
you rolling shoot or athletics?
Shoot.
Okay, so you are trying to hit him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's dead anyway.
Well, he's halfway there.
Yeah.
I'm going to climb a tree.
Better for him that we
climb
along
something.
The rest of the way.
I'm going to get to higher ground.
You're in a suburban area, so there might be a tree. Odds or evens, James?
I'm going to go with evens.
Odds? Nope.
No trees, huh?
You can maybe climb on top of a car. It's not going to give you a lot.
Well, if I got on top of one of those big vans... But he's coming out of one.
He was just came out of the big. There's only one big van.
Okay, balls. 18-wheeler?
No, suburban street.
But yeah, if you guys use your Twitch to get back, and I'll stay one closer. And...
Well, he is a vector, so he does not move a shamble. He moves his speed every turn.
Okay. How
his murder modifier is 2.
Okay.
So he moves 2 shambles per turn.
Okay, so he's gonna be on me this turn. Okay.
Well, he's gonna be on you next turn.
Okay.
You have one turn to do something before he starts with the murdering.
All right. Well, I'm gonna shoot him.
Okay. Roll shoot.
No.
You miss. Is your gun silenced?
Yes.
Okay. So he's still running for the group of you. He's not coming for you specifically, Ryan.
Okay. And I could have spent, it's not capped, it's charged, so I could have spent more too.
Before you,
yeah. Yeah, before I roll.
If it's automatic, you can spend after.
Okay.
But you have to hit.
It's not, yeah.
Watchdog? Mr. President, what are you doing?
I'll shoot him too.
So you're just going to stand there and shoot?
I think so, yeah. We got another turn before he's on us, you said, right?
Yeah.
You can only go after one of us at a time.
That's true.
So I will shoot.
Alright, so roll shoot.
It's my shoot. I think I'm going to take a point of detachment again.
Okay, well, you have to spend one from your gun.
Right.
So and then you could
and then
you
can
spend
keep,
more.
You can spend additional charges.
No, I'm doing the roach thing.
I know, but I'm saying you could also spend more on your gun.
Well, oh, afterwards.
No,
before.
Afterwards.
Or
automatic.
Before.
Or before. Well,
if you spent before to raise your chance of hitting, you spent after to do more damage.
Gotcha. Well, I'm just going to do the one detachment thing.
Okay.
I should not have done that. Okay.
The
5, 6, 7, and a 9.
All right. You miss. Watchdog.
Just gonna shoot at him. Someone's gonna hurt him.
Alright, roll shoots.
That was not good logic.
I didn't even add his murder modifier to these rolls. I forgot.
Alright, so 13 over 3.
Yeah.
Okay, what was your natural block?
10.
13.
10 to the 3. Okay.
So you blow off one of his legs?
Yeah, you blow off his right leg.
That's just slow him down.
Well, you don't blow it off. You do a lot of damage to it. If he was human, he would be on the ground screaming. But he's not.
Yeah.
So he is still coming. He's limping on his leg.
Since he's a vector, he's running at us screaming.
Right. Well, no, he's past the apology stage.
Okay.
It has slowed him down, not because it hurts, just because his leg doesn't work as well anymore. So, he's at the end of this turn, and I forgot to add his murder modifier, so everything you guys roll, add 2 to your red.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Fuck me.
So you guys are up, and then he's going to attack one of you.
All right, are we rolling initiative here?
Yeah, let's roll initiative, because he has to get an initiative roll.
So 1d10 plus
your speed.
8.
11.
9.
He's also at 11.
Fuck
that guy.
Vector, Chris, James, you're at 9?
Yeah.
And then Ryan.
I thought I rolled good.
I rolled a 9 and his speed is 2, so...
I rolled a 6 and my speed is 3.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, I'll re-roll. Roll a 10. Chris.
Of course.
You're the lucky winner. He's coming right at you.
Alright, I'm gonna get out of his way.
That's good, because if he attacks you, he could turn you into a vector.
Yeah, I want that.
Can you go full defense?
You can.
I think that might be a good idea. Let us do the attacking, and make sure he doesn't
not get hit.
So make athletics. So if you use, let me double check, if you use your full action, I know you could use your Twitch to move your speed back. Fuck, we're the combat rules. Combat. Full defense. There we go. 286. For all you people flipping along to your book at home.
286. Eric's favorite page.
Full defense. Sometimes it's wise to prioritize staying In this instance, full defense is a good choice. Full defense converts a tactic into a twitch. The original twitch can go off whenever prompted by market forces, but the second can't be used until the player declares full defense on their initiative order, which you just did. From that point on, twitches respond to threats normally and can be used whenever prompted. So basically, you get two dodges.
Okay.
So roll athletics to get out of the way.
All right.
And add two to your red.
Okay, so, well, then it's good. I did.
Okay.
Seven over five.
All right, so you jump out of the way as he... And he's just, like, swiping at you with his hands. You can see he's got blood all over his hands. You're not the first people that he said hello to.
Oh, he's friendly.
Yeah, sure. So what are you guys doing?
James is up.
I'm gonna shoot. Again.
Okay.
I need to protect the president. He is our target.
Yeah. We're like the secret fucking service over here.
13 over 3.
Okay. Yep. Okay. 13 over 3. So you...
And that's with the plus 2 added to...
To the red.
So well, oh, no, they're 13 over 5 then. My bad.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the natural...
Natural.
So you pop him in the leg again, and he... Blood just starts spurting out, but he's not stopping.
Is it the same leg?
Yes.
Oh.
It is not looking good, but he's close enough to Chris right now that it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
Unix?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot him as well.
All right.
Yes. I'm sorry. I had 2, but he adds 2. So, yeah, that's 8 over 6.
8 over 6. All right, you blast an arm.
I forgot again to spend charges before I rolled. God damn. Should have made that one a lot less.
You're pumping him full of lead. But he's still standing. It's like
his chart is different than our chart?
No, it's the same. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's the you do the black and damage in of
to the red.
Okay.
So yeah. Since your natural red was 3, you shot him in the same leg.
Ah, okay. Yeah. I'm sitting there like, how am I shooting him in the leg? I'm rolling tens. Tens is the head. I'm like, oh. But I don't want to get a natural 10 on the red because.
Yeah. Well, 10 black, 10 red is a kill shot. It's a crit success.
Yeah, but vectors are hard to kill.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I'll show you his hit chart. So they can't bleed out, so it doesn't take bleeding damage. So your first shot did 10 damage to its leg, which filled that up. So your second shot did damage to his torso. You have to fill up either his torso or his head to kill him. So you could do called shots. The way called shots work is you can't spend additional charges. You just make one roll. And if you hit, you do the damage to whatever location you're calling. But you can't spend additional rounds. It's just one shot.
Is it harder to call? Like, if I say headshot, would it be a harder difficulty to hit?
Well, no. It's just that on normal rolls, you can overspend on your gun to get a better chance to hit.
That thing
you can't do that on a call shot.
That thing I keep forgetting to do.
Yes. So, Chris, we're back to you. It's coming to say hello to you again.
I'm still dodging.
No, make an athletics check.
I'll dodge all day. Yeah, that's good. 5 over 4.
Well, that's 2 to its red.
And I add 2 to my black.
Alright, spend a ration.
Why am I spending a ration?
Because it's an athletics check. You spent one from last time? Every athletics check gets a ration. But you could overspend your rations to add to your roll. Alright, so you succeed. So it is right on you. You're just like jumping back, but it is... Close. Make a self-control check. Just Chris. Just
no dodge.
Yeah, 4 over 1.
All right, you're okay.
Over 2.
This isn't the first vector you've danced with.
Yeah.
Watchdog, what are you doing?
We're doing the cha-cha.
Sorry. I make cold chop for the head.
Okay. So you roll, and then whatever your black is, you succeed.
You're already halfway filled up the body. Maybe you should call for that.
And do I still add two to the red?
Yes.
Can I spend a will to do reroll or flips with a cold shot? Or
yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna.
You just can't spend extra charges.
Yeah,
okay, so I'm going to spend a will to flip this.
Okay.
So then it's going to be 10 over 5.
10, okay. So that does 10 damage to his head. So you kill him. So you... He just blows his head out. You know that if you had killed him by doing chest damage, he would have gone into torpor and would have eventually woken up as a regular casualty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, your character.
Oh, okay.
But if you had done, you could have just walked over and popped him in the head. But you got him on a headshot, so he dead. He dead, dead.
Hey.
I needed to protect the president. He is our speaker.
Yes.
He is our voice. We need him to apologize to Poseidon.
Yeah.
Can't do that if you're a Vector. Well,
that is a
Vectors
strange...
are really good at apologizing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So if you want, you guys can check the cars.
Yeah, I'm going to scavenge the cars. If you want to scavenge the body.
Yeah, who's going to scavenge?
I'll scavenge.
Let him do it. I'm sucking
you from your binoculars.
8 over 3.
8 over 3. Okay. Make a self-control check.
Oh, goddamn. Nah.
No. Take one trauma.
Damn it! Oh, wait, no, that maxed me out. Okay, no, wait, that might be... Okay. It's not a stress, it's a trauma.
Yeah. Are you at 4 stress?
I'm at 3 stress.
Okay. So you start looking through... The 3 cars are pretty empty. You get to the van in the back... and the first thing you see when you look at the back door is that there's just blood and viscera and body parts everywhere. There's a table in the back that has straps on it that have been broken. You see black blood on some parts, too. Do you have any... You can make a foresight roll if you want to see if you can figure out what happened.
10 over 1.
Okay.
After I'm done throwing up,
yeah,
you
realize that
open the door and just like
the Crusaders here were experimenting on a latent. They were observing it dying, and then didn't kill it fast enough to stop it from becoming a Vector. So there's 3 dead guys in here, which are dead. But you find a machete.
Machete.
A machete. 3 halls worth of medical supplies.
Ooh.
And 3 bounty.
No, 1 bounty each.
So who has room to haul?
I do, but anything I touch is going to have latent juice on it.
That's true.
I can only carry 1 thing.
Well, you don't have to take them all, but there's 3 haul of medical supplies.
Are you physically hurt? Do you want to use one of the medical supplies?
I'm not hurt at all right now.
You're not doctors.
Yeah, we can't apply for a stage.
Well, let's just give it to Ed.
Can I carry... You know what? Fuck it. Our latent group needs medical supplies, too, so I'll carry them and...
How much are you carrying?
Just 1 haul.
Okay.
I think we'll each carry 1.
So that's it. I'm carrying my full haul.
Medical supplies.
Okay.
Is there a...
No, if you go over that, you...
Okay.
Yeah.
We can always drop
do I get
medical supplies later, right?
Encumbered.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's... And a machete, James.
A machete.
If you want, someone could take that, or you can try to sell it later.
I can't use it.
It would be a blades check.
Melee.
Yes. Melee. Melee. Okay. You could get a Gherkin blade +1 to melee skill when used.
A what?
One of the upgrades is Gherka blade.
Gherka?
I don't know.
What's it? And it's serrated.
I think that's a special kind of knife.
Yeah.
So a rifle's got 3 bounty, pretty much, it's worth?
Yeah. Well, its upkeep is 3. Its normal selling price is double that.
Okay, so it's 6.
The machete is 2 upkeep, so you could probably sell it for 4 if you could find a buyer.
And the medical stuff I don't think we'll sell. I think we'll actually hold on to that at base.
Up to you.
Up to you guys. Although none of us are doctors that can use it. So.
There are doctors at the Enclave who can use it.
Yeah, so...
Oh, it's a kukri.
Oh,
a kukri
okay.
blade.
That makes sense.
Yeah, a little bend in it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's leg two. So mark off one more ration.
I need to... So if I need to redo my charges, what do I spend?
You
for
just
that?
Spend a refresh.
A refresh? Okay.
Okay. So you guys start heading through the marsh. It is terrible. But there are high points in the bog, so you're not totally soaked, mainly just from like the thighs down.
It's still uncomfortable.
Yes.
Should have brought our hip
especially because it's hot. You are also in a desert.
Yeah.
So it's muggy. There's flies everywhere because there's fewer birds to eat them. I did some research into the fauna of the Great Salt Lake, and there are salt flies.
Oh, God, those bite.
Which are usually eaten by birds. There's estimates that there's like a billion. But there's fewer birds. So
why are there fewer birds?
Because they get eaten by the casualties.
Huh.
It's not that there's no birds. There's just fewer right now. They haven't fully recovered.
I didn't know they ate birds.
They eat anything they can get their hands on. But they don't like water. So you don't have to worry about that right now, at least. At least that you can see. So you eventually get to the area that's marked on the map. And you're lucky that it is a ground area. So there's dirt. You're not standing in the muck. And it's... The first thing you see is a hole in the ground. And you can see the head and shoulders of a man leaning against the hole, just staring up. He looks pretty dead.
Excuse me, sir. Do you need assistance? I don't think he's alive, guys.
Think he's dead, yeah.
You want to go look at the body in case he's infected?
I mean, sure. I'll get closer, but I'm going to, like, walk around. I got my gun up.
Yeah. Shoot him in the head either way.
He does not seem to be infected.
But he is dead.
He is dead.
Is he carrying, like, a shovel or something? Did he make this hole?
You can't see the bottom of the hole.
Okay.
It's very deep?
You don't know. You haven't looked. You're standing away.
I'm going to go up and look down in the hole.
Okay. No, it is not deep. It's only about 5 feet deep.
Was he digging and hit a live power line?
Yes.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. Does he make this hole? And then
you also notice that there is... So the spit of land you're on is not very big.
What was he digging in a swamp?
There is a backpack, too. About 15 feet from his hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to scavenge his backpack
filled with mud.
As you get closer, Ryan, make a self-control check.
Okay. Yes. 4/2.
Yeah, you're okay. You see, his corpse is covered in flies, and as you get closer, they just swarm off and, like, get in your face for a second. But fuck it, he's dead. He shouldn't have been digging here, which is weird.
And they said they cut power to this line.
Yes, they cut the power, so it's safe for you to make repairs.
Okay.
So if you want to... So you could tell he was digging a hole, and his shovel, which is aluminum... hit the power line and pierced the casing, and
he died.
Yeah, that did it. So yeah, you see, there's him in his hole and a pack about 15 feet away.
I'm gonna go through his pack.
Okay. Right. I holster my gun and I'm gonna like drag him out of the hole because I don't want that in my face.
That's
while
fair.
I'm doing the repair.
His body has gone past rigor mortis. It's kind of
soupy,
a little bit. It's in a swamp.
It's also probably filled with fucking maggots.
Yeah.
Well,
you could pull him up by the arm and just get an arm.
No, you managed to hook him under the elbows and he comes up. You slide him out of the hole and just drop him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So make an electron professional electronics test run.
Okay. I don't have professional electronics.
What do you have?
I have profession computer programmer. I also have mechanics.
Mechanics would work. And you can add your toolkit to it.
Okay. Is that charged? Hang on, let me see.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay. All right, so I'm going to spend one. And I'm going to spend two more. How many checks is this going to take?
It's one check, but it's going to take a while.
Okay.
But as long as you succeed on the one check.
Let's see. If this does it. Yeah, that fucking does it. That's 10 over 3.
Okay. Well, you know what the problem is.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. So you basically just have to cut out the broken part and splice in a new line.
There's a shovel mark in this line.
Who left their shovel here? Come on, guys. Yeah. We talked about cleaning up our tools. So free shovel, too.
Yeah.
We're just going to give it to Neptune with the others.
Yeah. No, Poseidon. Don't call him Neptune.
No.
I say to them, all right, this is gonna be a simple repair, but it's gonna take a while. So just make sure that no one comes up on me while I'm in this fucking hole. And if you can, see if you can figure out why this idiot was digging a hole in the middle of the swamp, because it might come up.
Yeah, I'm digging through his bag right now.
All
right,
so you find he has a sleeping bag now, but you have all that. You find.
I rolled 13 out of 4 for my scavenging.
Okay, so you find 2 rations, which you can divvy up however you want. You find, looks like some tools to cut through stuff. There's a small spool of cable. And you find a map.
Wait a minute, I think I already know what this guy was doing. He's trying to steal our power.
He's stealing power.
You find a map with this location marked on it.
This son of a bitch.
That guy was coming to him.
There's no indication of where he's from.
Alright, so he has a map of this location, some extra spool, and some cutting tools. What idiot would send this guy on a suicide mission, even if he did expose the wire before when he got to this point without hitting it with a shovel? When he went to cut the line to splice it on to add his line to it, he would have gotten electrocuted anyway. These tools aren't grounded.
Maybe someone who didn't know what he was doing.
I call up from the hole while I'm making the repair.
I didn't like him.
Take my laptop, take a picture of his sorry ass, and post it on the forum. See if anyone knows him.
Hey, post a picture of the map too.
No.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah.
This is supposed to be our stuff. If we make it public knowledge, then people can come and try and steal it.
It's going to say maybe.
Even if they don't want the power, the cable's worth it.
Yeah.
Anyone got networking?
Yeah.
Yeah, make a networking check. And burn a charge on your laptop. Okay. So make a networking check.
Am I making this networking
check? Yeah, I'm repairing the cable in the hole.
About how much cable does he have on him?
It was a hole worth of wire, so.
What?
3/2.
Okay. You post a picture of him. You get a whole bunch of responses. No, don't know him. No one seems to, at least no one's taking credit for him.
Did you get Nat 22? Like 2/2?
No.
No, one under 2, but I've got a 2 in networking.
Okay. I thought you had a 1 in networking for some reason. Like, well, if that was the case, you had a crit success, but alright.
He has like 50 feet of line, so it's not even you. There's nothing here.
Yeah, there's nothing here that he could have gone with it to.
If you want, you can make a foresight check.
Yeah, unless he was planning on 7/2.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe he was planning to just splice it in now and come back later and hook something else up to it.
No,
like he just wanted to get the line out of the ground.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to build a little house here.
Yeah, I'm about to say, or he's trying to hide from people. I mean, either that, somebody, either he got sent here or somebody.
I mean, it's not terrible other than the swarms of flies. Mm-hmm. Which, speaking of, everyone makes self control checks.
Yeah,
net 10s.
Look at that, critical success. Wait, 2s is. Yeah. Evens is
I just wasted tens on swatting flies.
I got a 3/1, so I'm good. I just got a regular
success. 2 out of 3 of you got critical successes.
On the fly roll, yeah.
Yeah, so they fucking suck. But don't get any trauma from it.
You guys are just standing there like stony-faced while the flies fucking crawl in your faces.
Yeah. And Ryan, you're just like,
God damn it. Fucking idiot digging a hole in the middle of the swamp.
So the job takes you like an hour longer than you think it should because of all the fucking flies.
Yes,
but you're okay.
Have you seen One Punch Man?
Yeah.
I'm picturing with the mosquito. He's trying to catch it.
Yeah, so you, it's like, it takes some time. You splice the cable back in.
Alright.
And then you can call up.
Help me fill in this fucking hole.
Well, do you want to call home first and have it turn it back on and make sure it works?
Yeah.
You call and we'll start.
Yeah, so you
Joseph.
Joseph. Hello?
Hey, Joseph. It's Unix.
Oh, hey.
Hi. We found the problem.
There what happened?
Some idiot trying to steal power, digging in the ground with an aluminum shovel.
Oh, Jesus.
He did not make it.
I wouldn't expect him to.
But I think I got the line all patched up, so...
he knows who it is.
Do you know this guy? And I'll...
No, don't recognize him. All right, give me a second. Hey, turn the line to Atlantis back on. You hear? He says, "All right, it's on. We turn it on. How's it looking?"
I mean, from
there's
here,
there's no sparking, no smoking.
Doesn't look like it's getting any outside interference. So,
cool. All right, good job. Bury that back up.
Can they call? Yep.
Atlantis,
and find out if they got their power back before we.
Yeah, but they're on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they'll call us back.
All right. Yeah, we'll call Atlantis. He hangs up. A few minutes later, he just sends you a text message. All good.
Okay. So yeah, let's
bury this thing back down.
All right. So everyone, burn a ration. You don't have to roll athletics.
I'm going
to
use one of the rations that I found.
Fine. Yeah.
I'm not even.
It takes you like another hour to bury the cable back up.
I'm gonna use his fancy aluminium shovel.
Okay.
It would be lighter and might make the job a little easier.
Mm-hmm. He still lives better actually.
Yeah.
You know, careful around that line.
Well, I'm gonna stand above the hole and just throw dirt down.
Yeah, as long as you don't stab the live power line, you'll be okay.
Are they going to anything that's not useful from this guy, like that we can't carry with us? I think I'm just going to bury in the hole with it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, if you want to take like the wire or anything, but
yeah, definitely take the wire.
That's going to be a haul. So Ryan, you dropped off the haul of wire you had.
All right, so I'll take his haul.
You can take his haul of wire, and I'll say with his tools, you can recharge your toolkit.
All right.
But that's it. Oh, so he doesn't have anything other than the rations. Oh, he has a club. I'm sorry, he has a club.
Like a sandwich?
No, like a bat.
Oh. What for? Killing zombies.
Yes.
He's got a
guy must have been really strong. I mean, he had a club, a machete, and he dug a hole by himself. Yeah, he did.
So that was the.
Oh, that was the other thing I found. Yeah.
Yep.
A machete.
So you can take his club if you want, or you can leave it.
Yeah, take his club, why not? How much does it work?
Two.
That's fine, two. Not something better than nothing. Maybe we can sell it in Atlantis.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and if you find something better, you can always drop the club.
Yep. All right, so spend one more ration, third leg.
Oh,
fix the problem.
Time to shine.
No, not yet. You have to get to Atlantis first.
I'm going
to
burn that other ration.
So, you guys know, Atlantis is built on an island in the Great Salt Lake, the desalination plant. So there's a bridge you have to go to get there. You guys are now walking through the marshes, which used to be a nature preserve. So there are, you find, like, one of those wooden paths that you can walk on. Some parts of it are rotted away, so it's slow going, but it's better than wading through the marsh. And James, make your, someone can make a foresight check, or if anyone has a profession that applies to the weather.
I do not, but I have foresight at 2. Anybody got that?
My foresight's at 1.
Alright, so I'll
foresight
try.
Up.
Foresight. Yep, 4/3.
Okay. There's a storm coming in, and those clouds look nasty. And you are in a marsh.
Oh, fuck, it's gonna rain and flood. We yep. gotta go.
Now you can make an awareness check, James. Or anyone, but James is...
Already did it.
You got your binoculars. +2.
Crit fail?
No, not a crit fail. It's 3 under 9. It's just even with like my +3 and the knock, it's only 8. So
you could tap a reference.
Or spend a will. Do you have any will left?
I do have a will. I think I'll... Yeah, I spend a will. Flip it.
Okay.
12/3.
Okay, so this is, or was, a nature preserve. And as you guys start moving, you see in the distance... a building, like a
ranger hut.
Well, not a ranger hut, like the main park building that people
the welcome
go
center.
To. Yeah, and it's elevated above. It's on stilts, so it's elevated above. So if you can get to that, you'll be okay.
I guess we got
out in the welcome
refuge.
Center.
Refuge.
There's probably some refuse in there too.
Yeah, the rain starts coming down hard. It is torrential. So you guys start
running. I'm
going to
use my umbrella.
You all have to make athletics checks.
Okay.
Spend a ration for umbrella?
No.
I'm going to spend an extra ration to get...
Wait, you said just them or me?
All of you.
Oh, okay.
Athletics.
You're good. Just don't look at my roll.
Oh, I did.
Take my word for it. It was a real good roll.
Well, that was a waste. 5/8.
You failed?
I failed.
I also failed.
Oh, okay. Chris, are you going to spend any will to downgrade that to a regular failure?
Yeah, I will spend my other will. I don't think we want a critical failure on this.
Okay. So all three of you are running towards the building.
Is all three of us trying to go up the stairs at the same time?
No, you haven't made it to the building yet. You're running, and all of us, you see, you're running over like a little bridge. Yeah, and basically, as you're running, the water's rushing beneath you, and the walkway you're on just gives way under the weight of all three of you. So you all fall and take...
Zero.
No.
Oh.
You take 4 stun damage to your chest.
Is it the slash?
This is 1 slash. As you fall underwater and you get battered around, you're basically taking drowning damage. And you manage to pull yourselves back up. Now you're in the marsh, and you still have to get to the building. So make another athletics check.
Alright.
Oh my god!
1, 2, 3.
Spend a rash.
And you can overspend rations to add to your roll.
I just did.
Before your roll?
Yes. If you run out of rations.
You use a refresh to refresh them.
Where did
okay.
I go?
I'm gonna spend an extra 1. It adds 1 to it?
Yeah.
I heard it.
It's just I didn't see where it went. Wait, what am I rolling? Athletics?
Yeah.
So it's 11/10.
Okay.
Is that it? By the... Here. Behind the...
Yeah, it's... Wow. Good eye. Ha! 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 I'm clever.
Yes! Well...
What'd you get?
I spent 11/6.
All right.
I got ties, go to the defender.
And I'm going to need to refresh my record. All right,
so Mr. President and Unix managed to... you're all crawling your way through the marsh, fighting through the water. You two managed to grab onto the walkway and pull yourselves up, coughing and sputtering, and make your feet from the welcome center. Watchdog, you're pulling yourself up and this wave comes and knocks you again. Take 3 more stun to your chest.
Shite.
As you get washed like 5 feet away and you pull yourself back up. So make another athletic check.
Thank you. 9/3.
All right, we'll spend a ration.
Yeah.
And you manage to just fucking son of a bitch pull yourself up. And you all run into the welcome center. There's a hole in the roof in the corner, but otherwise you're fine and dry. And you're all kind of panting. It's a good thing Chris negated his crit fail.
Is there a fireplace or something? Like, they would have, like, a little... It's a welcome center. They wouldn't have, like, a little...
No.
No?
It's not that kind of place. There's, like, a brochure... You can make a scavenging check if you want.
And stuff to burn.
Six over two.
Okay. As long as you don't mind burning books and stuff. There's like pamphlets for the park and a whole bunch of nature books, like Animals of Utah and things like that, and tour guides. There's
I mean, there's copies of these other places.
There's stuff you can burn. Behind the counter, you find a dead park ranger, long dead park ranger. You don't know what's wrong, but you see in their pocket is a pair of Ubik specs. So you could take those. They don't have a charge. No. You look them over. They don't seem broken. So if you can charge them up somewhere, they would probably work.
And I can just get them upgraded.
At
some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe at Olympus if they like. If not Olympus, Atlantis. Wrong. No, Bright Gods. Wrong location.
Yeah. So you guys basically wait out the storm. You light the fire?
Yeah, right. We gotta dry up, man. This is not healthy.
So you start burning books.
Is there antifungal cream in there? Because I definitely have gotten athlete's foot from this one.
There's a lot of bug spray.
That would have been helpful earlier.
Yeah.
Is it bug spray or mosquito repellent? Because both of those things are entirely different. Mosquito bug repellent spray won't keep bugs away.
Well, it's not mosquito repellent because they have salt flies.
Mosquitoes are bugs.
But you start a fire with the books and start warming yourselves up. The storm rages for a few hours, and eventually it clears. And by the time it clears, it's like twilight. So it's getting on, but you're close. Like you could see the bridge basically. For Atlantis in the distance.
Can we see the lights of Atlantis, title drop?
You do see the lights of Atlantis.
Nice.
So burn one more ration to get there. So you guys make it there. You're still moist, but you make it to the bridge. So this is the only way in and out of this enclave, and they have it heavily fortified. They have a big gate that they can control. There's watchmen with rifles standing at the top of it. It's like 10 feet tall. And as you approach, you see four guys point guns at you. Halt!
You go hands in the air.
Who are you and what business do you have in Atlantis?
We are your worst nightmares. We're here to fuck your mother. Well, that was the wrong answer.
Great campaign, guys.
The end.
Taking a page from my book, James?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Was so mad at myself.
Okay, it'd be fine. Just don't mention this. All right. That.
Exact thing that you guys all hate.
That's what we're here for.
We are the representatives from... What is our place called?
Bounty.
Bounty.
From Bounty. We just fixed your power.
You see one of them like turn around and talk to someone. All right, you may enter.
We seek an audience with your god.
King. And the gates.
To another.
So the president has to go and make apologies to the king.
So the gate opens, and they let you in. You have two armed guards escorting you through. This is the first time you've been to Atlantis. You see there's just a mess of pipes and tanks that seems to make up the majority of this place. And there's a large brick building set in front of it. You know that most of the people who live here are the people who used to work at the plant, and some of their family members who came here during the crash, because they figured big defensible building with a fence.
And water.
Water, which they didn't know then. Casualties can't cross it. It was just good defense at the time. And water to drink, which is also good.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. But the water surrounding them is good, too.
Yeah, I didn't even know that part.
Yep. So they lead you in. And they lead you into what looks to be a large main room, like after you enter the building. So there's machinery behind... and sitting in a throne made of giant blocks of salt is Poseidon. He is a large, older man, still muscular. He has a long white beard. He's holding a trident. He seems to have jumped feet first into his role. He has a crown on.
Hey, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
He's sitting on his throne of salt.
Can sitting in salt be good for your skin? I mean,
he's not naked.
I know, but still, like...
Are you sure?
It should be. I mean, there's parts of him that would be exposed. I mean...
He's very well seasoned.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a salty fella.
The president gets shot from nowhere.
Wow, that bullet just came out of nowhere. As if the gods...
A magic bullet shooting the president.
Yeah, so he holds up his head. Ah, my friends from Bounty.
I guess as we get close, we come in back.
Our friend from Poseidon. Our friend
Atlantis.
Poseidon. King Poseidon.
Lord Poseidon.
We take a knee. Do we bow? What is the appropriate?
We take a kneel. We kneel.
Is there a way? Can I sensitivity? Can I roll that and find?
What's the protocol?
Yeah, I would take sensitivity. All right, you can do that.
8/7.
Yeah, you should definitely, if not bow, then kneel. You should show respect. Lower your head. Somehow.
Yeah, we're really laying it on thick. So
yes,
yeah, we kneel.
Let's kneel.
So you kneel and you glance up and you can see him smile with your sensitivity check. You know that he likes that. He said, "Rise, please. We are your friends in the court of Poseidon. I must thank you for restoring the power. My subjects were beginning to grow anxious without their entertainment."
Yes, well, we know how that could be. That's why we rushed out as soon as we could.
Yes, post haste. Now, I believe I spoke to your leader, Malachi. No, Mordecai.
Mordecai.
Well, the guy in charge of the power, yes.
His name matters not to us.
And he did express that we would not be charged for the time that our power was out. But what else will you do to please the crown?
And I'll offer him the shovels. Well, what?
You can give him anything on your person.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't make a promise like, oh, we're going to give you more bounty from the Enclave. Or, like, just don't promise anything on behalf of the Enclave. But, like, oh, we brought you this machete. Like, that's fine.
And you want a club?
We have
50 feet of wire.
Anything you guys want to give him, you can. Just don't make a promise on behalf of the
Enclave. All right.
We bring you this trophy, the shovel of the interloper who interfered with your power.
Yes.
Okay. Make a persuasion roll.
That says 6/6.
Okay. He waves his hand, and one of his people, this girl looks about 15, comes over and takes the shovel from you, and brings it to him. He just kind of looks at it and says, "That's well, but it's a shovel."
Well, it's really got more of a sentimental value,
symbolic.
Yes, we'll mount it in the royal trophy room. What else?
We have 50 feet of wire with which the foul knave sought to abscond with your rightful energy.
All right, make that persuasion roll, Ryan.
I don't have persuasion.
Well, you should have thought of that before you opened your mouth. What are you going to roll then? Or are you just putting words in Chris's mouth?
I was just, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Make that persuasion roll.
11, no, persuasion, 12/10.
Okay. Again, the girl comes over and you hand it to her, and she like drops a little bit and comes back up because it's heavy.
Is she just kind of going off to the side?
She's bringing it back to Poseidon.
I'll, here, miss, let me, and I'll.
And she, no. Oh, and she takes it from you and approaches it and lays it down. He says, interesting.
Now,
that
if you have
be useful.
If there are more electrical problems, you will have the tools required to fix them.
Are you saying that your people won't take ownership over your own problems, and that me and my men are going to have to fix them from now on?
Of course not. just if there's an emergency, and perhaps you could get to it before we could. Of course, we would come and fix it, but who knows?
While we appreciate you fixing the problem, this is not the apology that we were expecting.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we had to apologize.
Well,
we are providing a service for the good king and his people. Perhaps
we provided that service for free. And,
I'll remind you, you have to, like, grovel to him.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't backtalk him. You are wrong. He is right.
We apologize for the inconveniences.
Yes, my lord, of course we were going to apologize. I'm remiss for not getting to it immediately. We were just so brought up, taken up with the gifts. But you're right, this is horrible. All of your subjects were out of power for, how long was it, days?
2 days.
My God, could you imagine if our people went 2 days without water? Horrible. Horrible. So there's nothing I can say to make up for it, but I hope you will accept what little I can offer.
All right, make a persuasion roll.
Yeah, that's good. 9/1.
He leans back on his throne and just kind of stares at you. Well, we did have to cancel movie nights, but all was not lost.
We should give him some
No.
Very well. We accept your apology. It is late. You shall be my guests for the night.
We would be honored.
We shall eat, and then you shall sleep in our quarters.
Thank you.
Boom, boom, smacks his trident and turns to the girl. Melinda! Get them cleaned up. They look like they've had a hard trek through the marsh. And when they're done, they shall join me for supper. And she says, yes, my lord. And she says, this way. And she leads you to a room. She brings you to the bathroom. So you guys, because you are covered in mud and stuff.
Bring us out back and just tow us off.
More or less. But you're royal guests now. So she leads you to the bathroom. So, you know, you can shower, whatever you want to do.
Burn our clothes and get new ones.
No, not that much. But when you're done, I'll be waiting out here. When you're done, we'll go to dinner. So you guys wash up. You can clean off your clothes.
Yeah. Make ourselves presentable.
Make yourselves presentable to the king.
The royal audience.
So like 45 minutes later, you come out. She's leaning against the wall. All right, this way. She brings you.
What now?
What are you doing?
Your leg is stuck in my pants.
She leads you through this maze of corridors in this building to a room that seems to have been converted into some sort of dining hall. There's two folding tables, basically like this, that have been put together to make it look like it's one long banquet table. And they have tablecloths on them to sort of disguise it, but you could very obviously see, like, the metal folding table legs underneath. and there are plates set out for each of you and the king. And there's another two more young girls standing in the back of the room. There's one of those rolling carts. And there's a tray that's covered. Ah, my friends, please, sit. So you all sit. And the girls bring lay
plates.
I'm not
going to shut up the whole time about how great the food is. Everything I eat.
They lay plates of fish in front of you.
Oh.
And the king says, yes, this is what sometimes, I don't know if you know, but a few years before the crash, they introduced a genetically modified species of fish into the lake that could survive the salt.
Saltfish.
They didn't think about how it didn't have any natural predators, so it's basically an invasive species now. We get tons of it through our intake valves, but we have learned how to prepare it. So you guys take a bite. It's good. It's hot. You don't have to spend rations tonight, and that's good.
Yeah.
It's a little salty, but it comes pre-seasoned, basically. There's no cheese. It's like grilled. So the king, basically, you talk, he asks you about how life is at Bounty and your adventures, and you talk throughout dinner. There's actual, he serves you wine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think we get a little tipsier on it than we should because we're so used to being in a dry area.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's been literal years since you've had alcohol.
So our tolerance might be in the toilet.
That might not have been that long for me. I was a new addition.
Well, not just because you're in Bounty, but it's hard to get.
Oh, okay.
There's not many people are making alcohol.
I literally nurse my one glass as much as I can, knowing full well that I might say something stupid if I down this thing.
So he regales you with tales of how they survived and struggled during the first years after the crash, and he took power and turned this into a thriving place. And then they serve you desserts, which seems to be some sort of
fish.
No, it's food. It's
sushi,
ice cream.
Oh,
well, the rock salt and the cream,
yeah,
the sugar.
Yeah.
Yes. He points to one of the girls. Angela makes it herself.
Unix cries a little as he eats ice cream and feels normal.
And of course, I don't shut up the whole time we're eating the ice cream about how great it is and how it's been so long and wow, what a skill to have, and you must be.
And how so much, what a resource to have, too.
Yeah. He says, yes, yes, she is one of my favorites. No. Thank you all for restoring our power, but we must be going. You will be led to your quarters for dress, and in the morning, you can return to your own enclave.
Well, thank you so much for your hospitality.
Yes, of course. He walks out, and the same girl who's leading you around before says, oh, I'll show you to your quarters.
I felt awkward asking this of the king, but is would we be able to see any medical professionals to see?
Are you injured?
Well,
we took a nasty spell.
The marsh flooded a bit while we were running.
Yes, I can lead you to our doctor.
Yeah, we didn't want to impose on the hospitality we've been shown so far.
No, it's fine. This way. She leads you down another maze of corridors. She knocks on the door. Doctor, our guests need some help. All right, it's a older man. All right, what's for? Oh, I don't do latents. Sorry.
That's okay. More than okay.
We don't have any around here, so
I will.
Don't have the equipment. And give you some aspirin.
I'm sure that'll do. Thank you.
He pours out two aspirin and puts them down and like moves away so you could take them.
Yeah,
I probably put them in a little cup.
I take the aspirin.
No, they're not going to waste the time on a cup. You just put them on a table.
I take the aspirin and dry swallow them.
The aspirin.
Well, and then he gets a rag and wipes it down.
Okay.
Alcohol swab.
Yeah. So you guys, do you have any kill damage or just stunned?
It's all just stunned.
Stun.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ryan, you can heal half your stun.
Okay.
You two can get rid of your stun.
Yeah. Sucks to be you, Ryan.
Hey, I got aspirin.
Yeah.
You're gonna need it when you're carrying me back.
So once you're done, the girl leads you to a room. She opens the door, flicks on the light. It's a small room. There's just two bunk beds in here.
That's one poor bed that we need.
One of them has low quality sheets on them. Just they ask that you use that bed so they can burn the sheets when you're done.
Fine. That's fine.
It's more hospitality than most people have shown you.
I have a bedroll, don't I? In my I'll just, you know.
They're still gonna burn.
Yeah.
I mean, because even your bedroll might still have stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, you can just roll your stuff out on top of the bed. So you guys, do you go to sleep?
Yeah, I guess so.
Alright.
Are we taking it in shifts? I kind of feel like this place is a little weird.
I think we might need to sleep in shifts.
I mean, we did eat the food without, like, questioning too much, but
I mean, other than the horrible pain in your stomach, you're fine.
Right.
Alright, yeah.
that pain of your insides dissolving? Well, no, I'm good. Or am I? Oh, yeah.
Yes, that wasn't aspirin he gave you.
Cool. It was acetaminophen.
Oh, God.
So you guys are taking shifts?
Yeah.
So who's first, second, and third?
I'll take first shift, and then...
I'll do second, I guess.
Well, then I guess I'm the third shift.
Okay.
No, I want the second. Let's fight over it.
No, it's fine. You can have it. I'll do the third shift.
Oh.
Means I get more contiguous hours of sleep.
You make a good point. Let's switch back.
Now right. I'll fight you for it.
All right, so, Watchdog, you're on first shift. Nothing happens. So you're up for like 3 hours. You go to sleep.
I get the longest continuous sleep because I get to sleep until I have to wake up again.
Unix.
Yeah.
You, however, you're just like sitting on the bed, and you hear a tiny little knock at the door.
I know what's about to happen.
I will open the door.
Okay. It's that girl Matilda.
She
was leading you around. May I come in?
Of course.
So she runs in and closes the door and says, when you leave in the morning, will you take me with you? I don't want to become another one of his brides.
I found it odd that he had a bunch of young women around him.
Yeah, and he said she's one of my favorites. I was like, oh, they're all his wives.
Yeah.
She looks like 12, 13. A little hard to tell.
Oh my God!
Almost
riding
age.
I know a way out. I can meet you on the other side of the bridge, and then just take me back to your enclave. Also, make a self control check.
Yep, that's
you're asleep.
Okay. Yeah, make that.
Take one to detachment. This is fucked up.
We need this place for water, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we can take her with us, if she can get out on her own and just meet us somewhere down the road and we can safely take her back, he won't know that we took her. I mean, the timing would be odd, but...
Yeah, but she's also fucking 12 years old.
Yeah.
And the loss?
Are you going to wake these guys up?
Yeah. You know what? Wake the fuck up! Wake the fuck up!
This is my shift.
No, is she still there?
Yeah, no, she's in the room. No. Unless you tell her to leave.
No, I'll. Does anyone know you're here?
No, I snuck out of the girls' room.
Okay.
I don't think anyone saw me.
Okay.
Why is there a girl sneaking into our room?
Because she wants us to take her with us.
No, you can't do that. The Neptune guy was crazy.
Yes.
I called him by the wrong name again.
I know. I thought you did that on purpose.
I'm taking a cupcake.
That Poseidon.
That's why I was laughing, because I thought you did that on purpose.
No. I just, you know.
Yes, I
guess
know
I prefer the Roman names.
I know that. He is going to have her as his bride.
Well, it's better than what's out there.
I'll be his fifth bride. I don't want to.
Watch up! Look up!
Chester Ray Arthur having a daughter.
Yeah, make self-control, Jack.
Is it... Wait, unless ship's over.
No, we have a fucking problem.
Is there a girl in here?
We have a fucking problem.
Why?
609.
Oh, no, tell me she's here to kill
Take
us.
Take two stress.
No, she's not here to kill us. She wants us to take her with us.
So?
She's gonna be Poseidon's fucking fifth wife.
Oh, I can see why that would be a problem.
Yes.
We need this place for water.
Yes, we need this place for water.
Oh, wow, this is a tough conundrum here. On the one hand, we'd be doing the right thing by taking her with us. On the other hand, we'd be doing something very bad for our enclave.
Yes, thank you for that very astute assessment of the situation. Now what the fuck do we do?
Oh, when you put it that way.
Hey, you woke me up, alright? I'm still processing what's going on.
There's also... I'm sorry, young miss, but there's also the possibility that maybe he sent her here as a trap. I don't think you would do that.
Sensitivity, if she...
Yeah, you can make a sensitivity check.
Yes, 6/4.
She seems genuine. She seems scared and
genuinely
coming to you for help.
Genuinely terrified.
Not terrified, but like she's not afraid for her life. Like right. She knows she's not going to be killed.
She just
she's scared and doesn't want to stay here because
she doesn't want to marry to an old guy.
What happened to the other girls? Think like Negan in The Walking Dead, but worse.
I didn't watch Walking Dead, but can I assume what's going on.
I'm a pedophile.
Like Crasher.
Yeah. I mean, he's married young girls. So it's kind of obvious what's going on here. I don't know. Everyone has a good side. I'm overprotective.
No, yeah, we have to.
Oh, yeah, make yourself control check, James.
We have to fucking take it with us.
Yeah, we have to.
I'm just thinking about how we do it.
13/2.
You still take one.
He's trying to cut off our own water, and we'll all die, including you. If you come with us and he catches us, you'll die.
We can't just walk out the front door.
We have to make sure that.
I know a way out. There's a tiny hole in the gate. It's not big enough for an adult to squeeze through, but I could fit, and then I could meet you on the other side of the bridge.
What if she meets us at the cabin?
What if one of the guards sees you squeeze through the hole in the gate? And
there's only one way in or out of this place. It's the bridge.
Yeah.
So how are you planning to get past the guards on the bridge?
I can swim. I'm a good swimmer. I can swim across the water to the other side.
This is going to be extremely dangerous for you. And so we can't protect you for the first few bits. You have to sneak
I've out. Only been here for a year.
What?
I was on my own for a while. I could take care of myself.
So you came here for refuge and now you're destined to be his bride? Okay.
So then why haven't you left already? Why do you need us?
I didn't have anywhere to go. I don't want to go back out there on my own if I don't have to. All
right.
But I could take care of myself enough to get across the bridge.
Alright, if it's obvious that she's not with us when we leave, I guess he can't.
You guys
really
will be leaving by yourselves, and I'll meet you on the other side. If they catch me, then I'm just sneaking out on my own.
Can you sneak out before we leave? So you're missing before we leave, so it can't be traced to us. Like, can you sneak out tonight?
I could try. Where should I go?
There's a cabin on the other side of the bridge where we. Where we took shelter. We made a fire in there and...
Well, wait.
We left our semaphores marking it.
First of all, when will you be missed?
I'm not on duty tomorrow until lunch. So I don't think he'd be looking for me until then. I don't know what the other girls will say. We share quarters, unless the king wants us that night.
Did he want anybody tonight?
Yeah, he took one of them.
And do they usually stay the night?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, at least he likes to cuddle afterward.
So if you leave now, and ostensibly we leave at first light, because we have a long journey, we should be able to pull this off. We can take you as far as Bounty, although I don't think you should be seen there. We need to change your appearance.
I could cut my hair.
And we'll have to do that while we travel, so it's...
We've got that machete.
You have that machete. I was going to give her the machete to protect herself. I mean, I don't really... Wait, do we have an extra... No, we don't have an extra pistol.
No. You have an extra rifle.
I do have an extra rifle. It's harder to sneak out with a rifle. We have an extra club or a machete we can give you, but we don't have much else.
You picked up those Ubix without a charge.
Yeah, they're dead.
Can I refresh and have a battery on me?
Sure. Yeah, if you spend a refresh to charge them up.
All right. And so that's my last refresh.
One. All right, mark off 15 rations.
Okay. 15 rations.
So yeah, I hand her the Ubix with a battery, and I say, like, if you get into any trouble, I give her like my direct address.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contact me. Don't respond to anybody else.
Okay. So you'll meet me at that building.
Right. And if you see anybody coming along with us, you hide.
Okay. She takes a step towards you and stops.
Okay, hug him.
Yeah, and she hugs you. Thank you.
That's it.
Are you giving her... You gave her the specs. Are you giving her anything else?
You gave her...
You want the machete or the club?
You choose.
I'll give her the machete.
Which one is she better with? She was out by herself.
She takes the machete. You see, she takes it out of the sheath and very adroitly handles it for a second and does this. Good, it's not sharp, but she sticks it back in. All right, I'll see you in the morning, then. Thank you.
Don't thank us yet. Thank us when you're safely away.
All right, so she opens the door and like looks down the hall, and then
she rolls her sneak.
Oh, she crit fails her sneak.
Oh, damn it.
This. Her sneak skill goes up, though. She got caught.
I have to pee, so...
Oh, Chris is in there right now.
Yeah, okay. I'll go upstairs.
All right, I will pause for a second, then.
Pause.
Okay, there we go. Boom, we're back.
Boom.
Boom.
All right,
boom.
So she takes off down the hall.
Boom, we're doing the right thing.
Are you, though? Are you?
I mean, I like to think so.
What if she's plotting to kill the king tonight, then kills him, and then escapes with us, so then we get framed for the assassination of the king?
That would have been a really good idea. Maybe I thought of it.
She kills him with a machete that we brought in, and oh joy.
She kills him with the ceremonial shovel.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris gets third watch.
All right.
Are any of you sleeping for the rest of the night, though?
Yes.
Damn well better if I'm staying up.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not sleeping, I'm going
back. You don't have to roll for it.
Okay.
I was just seeing if my character could.
That's, yeah. Nope.
Alright. So you toss
Unix,
and turn.
Unix does not.
But you manage to not get any sleep. Morning comes. You guys get dressed and head out. Poseidon is sitting on his throne. Did you sleep well, my friends?
Yes, your eye.
Like a baby.
It's a beautiful bed.
It's lovely.
Very good.
Very finest I've slept in a long time.
Well, thank you again for restoring power to our kingdom. I understand that you have a long journey ahead of you, so safe travels to you.
Thank you so much for your horse patel.
Your grace, and I bow.
Yeah, I'll bow and we'll leave.
Thank you for your hospitality, and we're sorry for the inconvenience that has been fallen you. Just keep an eye out, because we feel someone is out to steal the power, because someone give this person a map. Mm. So
we shall make sure our sentries keep an eye out for any interlopers. Thank you for the warning. Safe travels to you. Keep
and
gestures for you to
safe
leave.
Safe nights to you. Yeah.
All right. So you're being escorted out by guards. And they bring you to the gate. They open it up, and you're free to go.
Thanks, fellas.
Be safe out there.
Be safe in here.
Yeah. So they let you out. They close the gate behind you. You go into the building?
I think we should head... I think we should head not towards the building, because we only took cover in there because of the storm, but I think we should make it look like we're heading and not in towards the building direction.
Well, the road is heading that way anyway.
Yeah.
And then you'll be far enough away when you get to veer off to it that they won't really be able to see you.
Kind of just off the road anyway. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
It takes you like 2 hours to get there. And it's still dark inside. The windows are all dirty. You can't hear anything.
Yep. Problem took care of itself.
I guess I'll knock and then enter.
Alright, you go in. What do you do?
I'm gonna give a quick look around to see if I see the girl.
Not obviously.
What?
But she's not.
Oh, okay.
She's hiding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I give a quick look around and, like, all right, it's. Oh, crap, what was her name?
Matilda,
it's us.
You see her poke out of a corner. You didn't even think a person could hide in there.
You must be very bendy.
I told you I was on my own for a while. So we're going?
Yeah, let's just, see if there's anything in here we can kind of disguise you up with, like maybe curtains, maybe give her like a shawl, maybe cut her hair.
Scavenging check. Someone.
Use your binoculars to scavenge.
I got 11 over 10. You're good.
You find an extra park ranger uniform in the back room, so you can give her the shirt. It's huge on her.
It's a dress.
You can, like, roll up the sleeves.
We can cut her hair.
Yeah, you take the machete and cut her hair. Doesn't look good, but it's different.
Sure it didn't before.
Yeah, it was okay.
I mean, I let her do the actual cutting of the hair, because women and hair, it's just, you don't want to get
involved. I don't know if you could cut your own hair with a machete.
Well, I mean, she can...
I'm sure you could.
She could. Not well.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she can hold it, like, up and then just cut it with, like, you know, push it up or cut it down or...
Which is what she does.
Yeah. One of us could hold the machete and just let her put her hair over it and just...
Alright.
Because you don't want to cut it.
She can hold the hair and say, alright, cut that.
She doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just put as many miles behind between us and Atlantis as we can.
Yeah. Do you want your machete back?
You keep it. Hold on to it. It's
okay. You can see she's got a Sims on her belt, so she keeps it there. So you guys start heading back to Bounty. You're about halfway there when Unix, your computer starts sending out that little beep because you've got an incoming message.
Alright.
I do want my specs back, though.
She gives you the specs back. It is from Elder
Mordecai.
Okay. Oh, we were supposed to tell him when we left, weren't we?
Were we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright. In that case, yeah, I will answer.
What the hell did you guys do?
What did we do?
Fix the power?
Well, you did something, because I just got a call from Poseidon saying you kidnapped one of his subjects?
Not us.
Doesn't sound like something we did.
We couldn't have done that. I mean, we were guarded the whole time and escorted out of the building. There's no way we could have snuck somebody out.
Make a deception check.
We didn't sneak anyone out.
Make a deception check.
She snuck herself out.
He didn't say you snuck them out.
He said we
just
kidnapped
them. He didn't sneak anyone out.
Make a deception check. You're lying by omission.
All right. Who's making a deception check? I'd say
not me.
I'll make it.
Yeah.
12 over 6.
Well, he's very angry, whatever you did or didn't do.
Well, I'm sure he's angry, but he shouldn't be angry at us. All we did was fix his power and suck his dick over his disgusting fish. Not literally.
You can make a sensitivity check.
Uh-oh. 11 over 10.
You get the sense that Mordecai might agree with what you did.
Okay.
He looks concerned because obviously he had some kind of conversation with Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, Mordecai. Something happened.
Yeah, obviously.
I'll tell you about it when we get back.
We should probably tell him about it now so if he can talk to Poseidon in our defense, prevent Poseidon from sending armed people our direction.
We'll just point the laptop at the girl.
We didn't kidnap anyone.
He was going to force her to marry him. She didn't want to. She asked to come with us. She escaped on her own in mess.
We did nothing other than give her a safe passage.
Like I said, we didn't kidnap or sneak anyone out. She may have met us somewhere later on.
I don't think he's going to care about the semantics. But...
As we know, this is a completely different girl that we just stumbled upon.
Well, we could even make her disappear. We could drop her at the U. I'm sure they'd take her in.
Just get her back here now. And we'll figure out what to do.
If anything, you can call them and tell them, like, we were under watch the whole time. There's no way we could have kidnapped anybody of his.
I don't know if you noticed it, but Poseidon is not necessarily a reasonable man.
No, he is not.
Noticed that.
He is convinced that you kidnapped this girl, and he is demanding she be returned. We're not going to do that. I have to bring it up at the next voting day, but for now, bring her back.
Yeah, let's bring her back.
Thank you, sir. We're sorry, sir.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but...
Agree with what?
No, we're going to turn it over to a vote whether or not we send this 12-year-old girl back into...
Well, you guys decided on direct democracy.
Yeah, well...
So it's either going to turn it over to a vote or you're all going to have a secret. But...
Well, we just drop her off somewhere on the way there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We'd make her disappear.
There's really nowhere else on the way there.
No, also, I feel like if we bring it up to a vote, anybody who doesn't agree with it... We could just tell Poseidon.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Especially for some extra credits or some extra... Well, extra bounty, my apologies. Credits is a totally different form of payment for a different system.
So you guys head back to Bounty. And that's where we'll leave it for now. With Matilda in tow.
All right.
So you do get paid.
24 it was, right? 25? Oh.
24 each. Well, 72 total, which comes out to 24 each.
24 each.
Nice.
Plus whatever incidentals you got along the way.
38.
Well, we have to sell all that.
So you should don't leave that all in your bank, Chris. You need to put some of that towards your retirement.
I will. I will raise some of my skills.
Yeah, raise some of your skills.
Can I do that now?
Wait, you said 24 each?
Yeah. I'll do it next one.
All right.
24 each, yeah.
All right. Okay. Where are you supposed to track your? I thought the bank was where you tracked your milestones.
No, your milestone. I don't have the other sheet. The bank is your extra stuff. The milestones
over here
have their own.
Like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the milestones you put on the right there where it has savings.
Gotcha.
The bounty bank is whatever you have that's
left over. It's not going towards savings. All right. All right. So
that's
we get,
like you're spending money.
Should we sell all the crap that we have now?
Up to you if you want to sell it.
We've got Chris, so we might as well.
All right.
What are you selling?
Rifle, hard drive, and
the hard drive itself. The contents of
the hard drive. And
I guess afterwards the hard drive.
We have.
I might as well keep the hard drive.
Three regular bounty and a club.
So we each get one bounty.
All right, so it's 25 each. So that's 12.
Now.
Well, and you have to pay upkeep on all your stuff.
Which is this 5 or 8?
Everything. 12.
12.
It's your 13. It's your equipment and your...
All right, I wasn't doing that last time because I just wasn't adding anything.
I hit my first milestone.
Okay. Yeah, I got my first milestone, too. I just...
All right, so next time, that's your vignette.
6.
All right. And can I put my other two toward ProDev?
Sure, we'll do that next time.
All right, shit, I couldn't have done that. I missed all my shooting rolls.
And the 3 haul of medical stuff, Do we want to keep that, or do we want
to
sell that?
Ryan has one hull that's going to the Leighton dock. Mm-hmm. Depends what you want to do with the rest of it.
Do we want to just kind of keep the rest of the other medical stuff? I mean, we can't use it until we have Ed.
Yeah, I can't use the medical supplies that I took.
So you want to just sit on the two hull until we have a two hull of medical equipment until we get Ed so he can heal us if we need it? Or do we
want... Ed has a first aid kit. So he could use that to refresh his first aid kit, but he needs to use it first.
Mm-hmm. Is that something we can sit on? Just leave it in our camp?
Yeah. Just make a note that you have it. What are you selling?
The rifle, the contents of the hard drive,
the club,
and we have 3 bounty of regular crap.
Right, so you just have the bounty. So make a networking check for the weapons.
Okay.
How much does it cost to raise a potential?
No. 10.
10.
Under 8.
5 under 8. So I believe it's a crit. It's a failure.
Not find someone?
No. Someone will pay 1 for the club and 3 for the rifle. You get them at upkeep. Mm. So it'll be 4 bounty total.
You want to just hold off on that?
Yeah,
next time?
I'll try again some other time.
Alright, and then make a different check for the media.
6, 7 over 6.
Okay, yeah, that was 12 bounty, so someone will pay you 12 bounty for that.
You guys okay with selling copies of that for 12?
Yeah, why not?
So that's 4 more each.
Yeah.
Back up to 30.
So that'll just be my
upkeep. I'm going to bank that.
For all my stuff. Yeah. So.
Okay. So that's it for now. You're going to have to figure out what to do with Matilda.
Let me roll my networking. We can sell her.
Mm. Well, you could.
Oh.
She might fight you for it. You did give her a machete.
Yeah.
Can I see that machete again? Yeah, sure, why? Alright, we're selling you.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
I did.
Yeah.
As I told James...
this is the first one I did all the way through.
No, the first one too. Oh, no, you left her. Yeah,
I left, like, towards a little early on that one.
Last round was a shit show, so I decided to give you an easy job, but with a...
I like that. I was thinking, when we were in the bathroom upstairs, since I had the laptop and she had the specs, we should have, like, offered to join the search party and then just warned her wherever the search party was going. That way we could have, like, let ourselves off the hook.
Yeah,
that would have been good.
But I was like, do we really want to get into that?
Well, I will tell you, Poseidon blames you guys whether or not...
Even if we had helped?
He should... Well, if you had helped look for her, he might not. But you guys showed up, and then she disappeared right when you left.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew that the coincidence of it was going to fall on us anyway.
Right.
So we tried our best to make it seem like that wasn't going to happen, but...
Yeah. And it's only like you depend on them for your water.
Yeah.
Something we can live without.
Yeah. In the desert. You guys are fine.
Yeah. Desert water is stupid.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, if anything, we could just take their electric away again. They'll miss out on their movie nights.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Their electricity that you supply them is just ancillary. The plant runs itself. The electricity they get from you is for, like, their DVD players and stuff.
I don't know. You know what? If they really got a problem with it, we can try out the mass combat rules when Caleb publishes them.
Well, they're not out yet, so we'll have to wing the war rules. But, yeah. So, could be interesting. Maybe you could just take over their enclave and make it a bounty extension.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Like, if worst comes to worst, we just overthrow this fucking madman.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a lot of his subjects don't want to follow him either, the way he runs things.
You don't know. You can find out.
Definitely.
But, okay. Oh, so, if you guys want, I would say overthrowing Poseidon would be sort of like designing a score.
Maybe
not right now.
Right.
But we'll see what happens. So that would be something that we would work out together.
There's got to be someone that he's pissed off who would pay us.
Yeah. Like, some of the good that you would be getting is him.
Yeah. Like the enclaves who won't have to deal with this crazy asshole anymore.
Yeah. Just basically everyone in the area.
Yeah, who depends on water, which is everyone in the area.
Yeah, it's like water is a basic necessity.
Oh, yeah, one of those things.
Yeah, so we can figure that out when it comes up again. All right, so I hope you guys enjoyed it. Any last Christopher Walken thoughts?
Oh, it's not Will anymore?
Nope.
I'm not driving. I'm walking.